The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Today is
Wednesday.
Ready, max control?
Ready, switch on.
Sir, time to ride.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, folks.
Man, this is going to be a fun day.
Hello.
Jonathan.
Calvary Chapel?
What is happening?
Yeah. How about if we just do something that's really sacrilegious that'll just take you straight off the air?
Let's not do that, John.
Do you boys have a backup plan? Did your parents encourage you to get a higher education? Because after this phone call, you're going to need it.
Oh, boy.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it! Let the dancing begin.
Showtime.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Yeah!
Steve-O's back. Tell
What's
a
up?
Friend.
What's up?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
Man.
Sorry I've been gone, guys.
Yeah, I don't understand why you had to be gone for so long. I mean,
well, you know,
it's just baseball, right?
Went on vacation.
Come on.
No, it wasn't really a vacation.
Did you take vacation days?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. It's vacation.
Yeah.
Well, it is Wednesday. Guys, it's June. June 1.
I can't believe it's already June.
Me either.
June 1st. Also joining us in the studio is Brittany Flowers.
Yeah! Which one's she?
She's the female in the room.
The one standing behind you.
Gotcha. I don't want to be rude to the webcam, so I'll face this way today.
It's your it's your last day with us forever.
Forever.
Gosh.
So when do you actually move?
Move on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm. Everything packed? Everything ready to go?
Well, pretty much.
All your bags are packed?
Cleaned? Got to get it done before the end of today.
Everything is packed except for the things that we absolutely need right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
You need
it's
them.
A lot. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
all the kids' stuff is packed?
Kids' stuff is packed, oof, which was so many toys.
Oh, man.
So many toys.
Yeah.
Ridiculous amount of toys.
Just get rid of all of them. Start over.
Which, by the way, did you get that video of Brody?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And the airplane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brody, it's like his airplane. Favorite thing.
Brody in the plane.
When he realized that it actually made noise and he didn't have to make the noises, lost
his
mind.
Was he pumped?
Oh, lost his mind.
Oh, good.
Because he was already making all of the noises. Yeah.
Well, glad you're all ready to go and you're just going to take off to the East Coast. Be gone. Have a new gig.
Have a good trip. See you later.
Talk to you later.
I told you guys I was going to cry, but I'm not really feeling that emotional.
You shouldn't cry.
So I don't think I'm going
to. We're going to be really mean today. So that you don't.
I don't understand why you would be so deeply connected to the show that you would cry about it.
The show you've been on like 3 times.
I guess.
I mean, come on.
I don't
ever.
No. I understand crying about.
I made some friends.
Yeah. I understand crying about leaving Albuquerque, but.
So, okay,
are we going to have to throw rocks at you when you leave?
Yeah,
is that what's going to happen?
Of course. Get out of here, you dumb dog!
Was that the Red Fern Grows?
Yes.
Oh.
That was also in the book I'm currently reading right now. The girl had to throw rocks at her wolf so the wolf would go away
because
she didn't want the wolf
to
die.
I get the protest the other night. They were all just sad or something. Mm-hmm. They were just throwing rocks at stuff because they were... Wait, were they sad at the horses?
Got it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
It's like, I think they so secretly they loved Trump.
That's what it was.
But they were throwing rocks like, go away, you dumb Trump!
In love. They were throwing them in love.
That's I won't throw any rocks at you.
That's what I learned.
Thank you.
From Game
of
Thrones.
But I'm really good at dodgeball, so if you did, you probably wouldn't hit me.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to get into a
dodgeball
throwing match with her.
Nope. Yep.
She's all the time throwing shade at folks.
Yeah.
No,
if you're just tuning into the show, Brittany Flowers used to do a show on
Still
Two
do.
Causes
Still
Stop.
Do.
No.
No.
Canceled.
Friday's my
got
last
canceled
day.
Today. They just canceled. I got an email from our producers.
Yep.
They canceled it.
Yep. Canceled it.
Oh.
Key card won't
canceled.
Work.
Nope.
Maybe
this is what you get for putting
people.
In your notice early.
They brought your Manila folder to us.
We're going to do it live on the air
okay.
a little bit.
We'll read it Great. To you. Yep. We'll read it to you.
Thank you.
So this is it. This is it.
When are you here till? Like in studio.
I don't know.
7:30?
Sure. Fine.
When do you want to be here until?
30. Till 10.
Well,
till
I thought
10.
You had to work.
You have to work. You have a show.
No, it got canceled. We just
Oh, yeah, I thought it was canceled, guys.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was canceled.
Tomorrow.
Today I'm going to Isotopes Park again.
Oh, nice.
And I get a look at the Mark Ronchetti bobblehead.
Are you going to snag me one?
I'll try really hard.
Did you say what?
You don't want one?
They're a hot commodity.
No, just like the, I was there and I saw the Holly Holm bobbleheads, but they wouldn't let me have one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
What? But you took one.
Well, yeah, no, because I
didn't. They'll let you have the Ronchetti.
No, it's for people who have... Who have tickets? She doesn't have a ticket.
I don't have
a.
Do I look at me? Do I look like I have a ticket?
No, she's got a Tucasa T-shirt. Shirt.
It's a nice jacket.
It's a jacket.
It's a.
Sorry,
disappointing. Very disappointing.
Can we do presents now?
Do you get to keep all that gear when you leave? All the Casa stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to?
Well, it really is nice stuff. I want two memories.
You want two? Like just two memories?
I want because to keep them.
Or Casa two memories.
Brittany, you brought more presents.
Okay, yeah. I brought presents,
stop
but
it.
I'm not the only person that provided presents.
Oh. Aww.
So I saw RG
okay.
yesterday at Jiu-Jitsu, right?
RG. Yeah.
And
I used to call her Argy.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day, it was last
like
week.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I told you guys that we are the Wizard of Oz and that I am Dorothy.
Oh.
Obviously. So then she bought these little things.
Oh my gosh.
Look. Okay, but she's still waiting for yours to get in. So it says,
wait,
valid for one, itty bitty Tin Man.
So I don't. Huh.
She's going to give it to you.
Who
she drew Steve-O a picture?
She took time to print this out and write on the back because she's waiting for them to come in, and you are being ungrateful.
By the way, you can go to our webcam. If you want to go to star88.fm, you can check out all the great presents that we get.
Your sin come in either, Tim
Brittany.
Man? I mean, Scarecrow?
Nope.
I got okay. a lion stuffed
you
animal.
You got a lion.
Very cool. Thanks, Argy.
Argy.
Thanks, gal.
Argy. But no, okay, you guys are talking
she
about how...
She chimes in all the time.
You would be like shocked Argy. If I started crying because I feel like we're friends, but then now that you guys say that, I feel like we're not friends and you guys are just fakers.
Mm-hmm.
But Argy, who I also got close to, she got me a bunch of presents yesterday. She got me some Sadie salsa, a calendar of the balloons, because I'll miss it.
Pretty right. cool.
Among a lot of other things.
And on behalf of us, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Because you those presents, now that you told us about them, represent us too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got you half a bottle of Cholula because you're going to need some hot stuff.
I also got you a pack of sweet tarts.
No,
and some cheese.
I got those for you. I'll take the gum.
Hey,
can I really? Yeah.
There's no gift thank like you. A re-gift.
A low odor Expo 2 dry erase marker.
Low odor.
Low odor. No. I like
this,
the high odor.
Hey, what about this old Hot Wheel?
Yeah.
Pretty fancy.
Wait. Are you guys just going through
Brittany,
the office and finding
check
random
this out.
Things?
100 things to know before you grow up. Booyah. It's a great book. It's for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got you. I got you this uh-oh. Game of Thrones book, but I have to keep it because I'm currently reading it.
Thank you.
Do you see that chocolate man? You can have that.
I can have that.
Yeah.
I kind of like that though. It's
never mind about the chocolate man.
Oh.
I'm gonna say don't give her the chocolate.
Thanks
man.
For my presents, guys.
You see that Spider-Man
more to
poster?
Come. More to come.
I can't have that.
That's mine.
It's more to come throughout the show. Till you leave us, Brittany Flowers. Oh, man, we got a big show planned for you guys
huge.
This morning. Ginormous.
Huge.
We have a couple guests. Of course, Steve-O goes on vacation for a couple days. He comes back, and he decided to binge some interviews.
Yeah, dude. I booked three this week.
Again, I saw these interviews last week, and I said, he's down.
You're crazy!
Don't
know. Dude, Man of Steel!
Okay. Sure, the Richard Schiff?
Yeah.
Skiff?
Shift? No, dude, he's in everything,
yeah,
and he's
he is.
Awesome.
Sure, I know.
He plays that guy who's like constantly looks worried, and he's a doctor or a scientist. Yeah, he's good.
Richard Schiff will be joining us on the show coming up at 8:50 this morning, along
it's
with
true.
A master chef.
Oh, dude! When we were in Brooklyn, we tried this place because my wife was like, "We gotta go try this place. It's like, it's got milk." Sauce and I'm like, what is I don't even know what this is.
Milk sauce.
And she's like, you don't understand, it's like a delicacy. It's like cereal milk. And it sounded disgusting to me, and I went in there and there's something called
crack
pie.
Is she the inventor of cereal milk?
Pretty much. She was described by the New York Times as a border crossing pastry chef.
Mm.
She's a 2 times James Beard Award winner. What's a James Beard Award?
Huh.
And she also wrote two cookbooks, Momofuku's Milk Bar and Milk Bar Life.
Love Momofuku's Milk Bar.
Do you? Because she's like the inventor.
That's cool.
Momofuku is where we went. That's the milk bar we went to in Brooklyn. And basically, it's like the milk bar kitchen. So we're going to talk to her about milk bars and all that stuff. She also is a judge on the cooking competition MasterChef.
Yeah. Oh,
and MasterChef Junior.
Which is on Fox.
Yeah. Which is on Fox, by the way. Are you on Fox?
I'm on Fox.
You're not on
but
Fox.
But I'm not on Fox.
Not anymore.
But I work for a Fox affiliate.
When you leave here, are you going to be on Fox still?
I will not be.
Oh.
Ooh, what
are you allowed
on?
To say that yet?
I will not say it. Ding, ding, ding.
NBC! You're going to the Peacock?
No, I don't know.
That's the...
I'm not mentioning it.
She can't confirm you can't or deny. Okay,
I like NBC. It's pretty good.
Yeah, way better. I'm going to get her in so much trouble.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I watch Gotham. Mm.
Gotham's good.
It's on Fox.
Also, Wayward Pines.
Never seen it.
Hell's Kitchen.
Can't say that on this.
Hotel station. Hell.
Whoa. That's a pretty good one, too.
Are those all on Fox?
Uh-huh.
The Simpsons?
Uh-huh.
American Eye? No, it's gone. Which one
Family
is
Guy?
America's Got Talent? Is that CBS?
I don't know.
No, NBC. I think that's NBC.
The Voice is on NBC.
Speaking of America's Got Talent, it kicked off last night, and I got a couple great clips to play for you guys.
Okay.
Because Dilbert will be joining us.
Yes.
No way!
7:30.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
So excited.
We'll
see. No, please, earlier.
Maybe we'll do... Okay, we'll do it earlier. We'll do it at 7. Because last night on America's Got Talent, there was this 6-year-old stand-up comedian.
Oh, no.
And he was amazing.
Was he better than
six
Dilbert?
6 years old? My gosh, yes. Well, they're two different styles. I mean, you got
one had good style.
I can't, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Two different styles of comedy there. I don't know. But we'll talk to Dilbert.
Oh, man.
Coming up at 7 a.m.
We have a packed show today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yesterday, we kind of skimmed over the whole Bible emojis.
Bible emojis.
What?
An entire translation.
Oh, no.
Wait, which hand are you making?
Oh, no.
Is that the rock fist?
No face?
That's... Oh. That's real?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, are there words in between?
Thinky face.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Well, like, you know, yesterday you guys were talking. I heard Tam talking about Pocahontas or something stupid. We were in Rideau, so 91.9 FM. Mm. And I didn't even know we were on down there.
That's pretty cool.
It was great.
What's
we
up,
were listening. We were listening on Saturday, and I'm like, dude, this station's fantastic. They were playing Demon Hunter, and then they played some Reliant K, and then all of a sudden I was like, hey, it's Teo. And I'm like, oh, this is Star. We're listening to Star. We have a translator in Ruidoso at 91.9 FM.
Yes, that's really cool.
If you ever want to feel
Program
better
director.
About what you do
no
in life, yeah. Maybe you think you're not good enough, you should listen to me on Saturday morning.
Saturday mornings, dude, it's hilarious.
It's awful.
So, it's the best.
Yeah. It's so I was listening best. To the morning show yesterday down in Ruidoso. Heard you guys talking emojis. But then she sent me this giant Pocahontas song emoji thing, and I was very disappointed because it was mostly just words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly
that's
words.
What the translation is.
Weak,
too.
Bro. Go big or go home. If it's not full emojis, I don't want your Bible.
It's not.
Yeah, we kind of threw it out there, and we got a bunch of emails and messages. So
really?
We'll talk more about it.
All right.
Let's see here. You got a Whiskey Tango this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Today's Flip a Coin Day, by the way.
Neat.
Flip a coin.
I did that yesterday. I was like, am I coming back? And then I flipped the coin, and it was heads, and I was like, yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I'm here.
Well, today, it's the official day for Flip a Coin Day.
All right.
And it's also Dare Day.
Dare
so,
Day.
If dude, anybody wants to dare
drug
me
awareness,
to do something,
resistance,
I
education.
Dare you to flip a coin. Killed two birds with one stone.
Coin.
Wait, why are you flipping it, though? I don't have a coin either.
I dare you to never do
I dare
drugs.
You to flip that debit card. Can you flip a debit card? Does that count?
Nope.
No.
Doesn't count.
Oh.
Let's see. Alanis Morissette is how old today?
45.
41.
Brittany?
Oh, 39.
42.
Ah!
I would have won Price is Right.
You would have. Wait, what did I say?
45? You said 45.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman, how old?
59.
No, 67.
Oh.
68.
79.
Whoa! Oh.
He's getting up there.
Yeah. Right,
that's what I said.
Marilyn Monroe, if she was alive, how old would she be?
No.
83.
84.
90.
90.
Nice!
You're looking.
90.
He wasn't. The screen's this way.
I was looking at you the entire time.
He really was.
Paris.
Back on this day in 1938, Superman appeared in the first issue of Action Comics.
Well, that's neat because they rebooted him today.
Yeah.
In 2014, a copy sold for $3.2 million, the highest price ever paid for a comic book.
Yeah. That's the holy grail of comic books.
Isn't that the one that they found inside the wall of the house?
Yes, that is.
And that one that was all degraded, moldy, and stuff was still worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Gosh, dude.
Unreal.
Buh.
And 203 years ago, in 1813, the U.S. Navy gained their oh-so-catchy motto when the mortally wounded Captain James Lawrence, commander of the U.S. Frigate Chesapeake, shouted,
"Frigate,
don't give up the ship!" during a losing battle with the British.
Did they give up the ship?
Yeah. Have to read the book.
What?
There's a book.
Okay.
It's called Don't Give Up the Ship.
Heads or tails, Dexter?
Tails.
What are we flipping for?
Punch
for
to
pinks.
The arm.
For what?
No.
For pinks.
You guys are going to decide.
Oh.
You guys are going to decide if she gets coffee or not.
Okay.
Flip it.
Heads, she gets coffee. Tails, she doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we got to stick to it.
It's tails!
No!
Yeah! No coffee for you!
You see how it
But there was a great horse. There's a cool horse on it.
Do you see how it landed on tails? I did that with my mind.
You lost the coffee, but you gained this coin. Here, you can have this quarter.
That's my coin.
Shh.
I had it. I provided the coin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Magic of radio.
Big show this morning, guys. Mm-hmm. Big show. Mm-hmm. Of course, the live line's open, 585-LIVE.
Mm-hmm.
You can text into the show all morning long. Be a part of it with us. You can also hit us up on Facebook. You can call us at 338-3700. Good morning. We're going to take a break. Taylor's going to check the traffic.
Yeah.
We're going to do some headlines. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
I have never received such bad publicity for doing such a good job.
Donald Trump detailing how much he raised for veterans the night he skipped a presidential debate.
California Governor Jerry Brown has endorsed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton ahead of that state's primary election on June 7th.
As floodwaters rise, evacuations continue in Texas.
Court hearing in Arizona involving Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Federal judge in the case found the sheriff to be in contempt of court for violating court orders in a racial profiling case.
Consumer confidence fell this month to the lowest point since last November.
North Korea's latest attempt to test fire a missile reportedly has failed. South Korea's defense ministry says the mid-range missile exploded on the launch pad.
Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi is facing a battle with the tax authorities in Spain. Messi and his father have been charged with tax fraud and could be sent to prison if they're convicted of failing to pay $4.5 million in taxes over a three-year period.
Good morning. 6:34.
High today of 76 degrees.
Traffic. There is nothing going on right now. That's your look at traffic. Traffic.
338-3700. Want to call us? Say hi.
Dude, gonna get a rain on today.
Oh, it's gonna rain?
Yep.
No kidding.
Thunderstorms.
What's the weather gonna be like from like 9 to 10?
A.M.?
Yes. I will be outside.
Through the day. Now, we're still seeing showers and storms just north of, well, actually, really Union County all the way down to Tucumcari. But the heaviest stuff, Tucumcari down through Roosevelt
Nobody
County.
Nobody cares
right
about
now.
Tucumcari,
get my Ron
Kenny
bobblehead. Somebody out there in the stormy.
What hour did you say?
9 to 10.
9 to 10, sunny, 62 degrees. Thunderstorms are going to hit around 11 a.m., according to AccuWeather.
Nice.
Could be wrong. We don't know.
Hmm.
But it could be right. I was in a hot tub when it was raining in Rito. So.
Hot tub fun?
Yeah. It was cool, man. There's no roof, so it's like, it's raining, and I'm in a hot tub.
Hot tub fun?
Remember when I told the story? I don't know if I even shared that story.
Cool. You didn't.
I bought a hot tub because
of the... No, don't share it. Okay. Just leave it at
home. Wait. Do you have a hot tub?
I used to.
I was going to say, do you want to get rid of it? Okay, now you need to tell me because Chrissy, we were in this little cabin area in Rio Doso, and there was a hot tub, and Chrissy's like, we should get a hot tub.
Oh, hot tubs are great.
Hot tub.
Oh, wait, really? Oh, I was hoping you'd talk me out of it. I really don't want one.
Hot tubs are
expensive.
Awful.
No, man. They're really not that expensive.
But, like, maintaining them, right?
Chemicals
and all that crap?
Yeah, you definitely have to keep up on that.
Dexter, talk me out of it.
It's not that big a deal, though.
It really isn't.
You're the worst.
Why don't you want to get one?
Why? Because of money. Because money.
It's not a big deal. You just hire somebody to take care of it for you.
You can take care of it.
I'll tell you what, man. We were in Rio Doso, and it's a different world. Because here it's like city and life and things. Mm. So last time Chrissy and I went away, we went to Brooklyn, where it's like hustle and bustle and life. And it's amazing, right? And then we're like, let's go to Rio Doso because of a baseball tournament. And there was a sign on the pool that said, we'll open sometime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. daily.
11 a.m.?
That was a big window. So we ended up staying an extra day because we're like, well, the boys will get to swim. We'll just hang out all day. And so 11 a.m.
I love that.
Doors closed.
I wish that was our policy.
Oh, it was like, no. It was straight up.
We'll be at work today, maybe.
I go into the office and no one's in the office.
Awesome.
And I'm like, okay. It's like, if you need me, here's my cell phone number.
Really?
Not being funny.
Man.
Have you ever been to Red River?
No. Is it similar?
Well, I would like... Red River is just one road, and that's the whole city.
So well, no, Rio Doso is beautiful, because we were right off Main Street area, and so we were walking around, and it was like seeing all the... Oh, there's a tea shop, and then blah, blah, blah. Chrissy loved it. So, we were like, okay, we'll go into the city... We'll go on the street, the one street, and we'll check everything out. And then we'll come back, and then we'll go swimming. We come back, and it was like 1 p.m. Door still locked. And we're like, oh, man. So they go back, and of course the boys are like, what are we going to do? Yeah. And I'm like, well, we can play baseball more because that's what you've done all weekend.
What about baseball?
Oh, look, there's a guy. Let's go talk to the guy. And so there's the guy, and he's in the pool, and we go into the pool, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, this pool area ain't open yet. I'm hoping to get it ready to go by about 5 or 6 o'clock.
What? That's not what the sign said.
Thank you, Brittany Flowers! And I said, literally what you just said.
Wait,
and he goes, well, it was Memorial Day weekend, so we had a lot of people here, and they messed up the pH balances in my pool, so I'm going to need to chalk it and get them chemicals, blah, 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 blah.
Very important. Very, very important.
And I said, no, these kids, like, we stayed an extra day literally so we could just hang out at the pool and, like enjoy the pool. And he's like, well, sorry for you.
Sorry for it. Park's closed.
Like, sorry for it.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, that's it. No. You got to do something. Yeah. So I'm like, well, this won't do. So the boys go back to the room, and I'm like, I'm going to go to the office and complain to the manager because they said, and that's not fair. So I go into the office, and it's like this older woman. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, I thought nobody would be there.
No, no, she was in there. She was in there. I stroll in there, and I said, hi, I'm sorry. I don't want to be that person, but I'm going to be that person. Because we're paying stupid amounts of money to stay in your sweet little backwoodsy cabin-y thingy for the pool. And I understand you already have it set where it's like this weird sometime today between 11 and 2, but it's 2 o'clock and your pool's not open. And she goes, oh, well, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to talk to my son, Tony. He should be. Yeah, he's out there. And I said, yeah, I just talked to him. He said it's going to be more like 6 o'clock. And she goes, well, it looks like it's going to be 6 o'clock then. And I'm like,
gotta get that pH
what
balance.
Is happening?
Got to get
the
pH balance.
Like, no, it was so like.
Off the par.
That would never stand you in like a city. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing you do. It was so comical. So afterwards, I'm like, I got kids who are frustrated. And they're like crying. They weren't crying. They got kids crying over there. They just want to go in the pool. They just want to be in the pool. And the lady's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. Well, Yeah, if Tony says six. And then Tony comes in and he's like, hey, talking to my mom, I told you it'll be ready when it's ready. You know, I'm like,
man.
Okay, well, hey, I'm going to go, backwoodsy people. Don't kill me. He was actually really nice after that. He's
so
like,
when did you get in the hot tub?
So he goes, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to head on down to the Walmarts, and I'm going to grab the doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. I'm not kidding. And so he headed on down to the Walmarts.
I'm going to take care of it for you.
And took care of it. And so we got in the pool around like 3-ish. Yeah.
That's an hour late.
Yeah.
That's good.
It was just so, you know what I mean? But it was
laid
like,
back country
what you, it was. And it's like, what are you going to do? There's no cell service out there. There's
you
not.
You should have got your money back. That's what my wife would have done.
Yeah. See,
you know how much money we've saved over the years because my wife goes to complain and she gets
but how do you
all
get your money back?
Is your wife Beverly Goldberg?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
How do you get your money back from them? Like, how do you do it?
You complain.
Uh-huh.
I usually, when my wife complains, I leave the situation because I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who crawls into the table or I go to the bathroom because I don't want to be around when she does it.
I would have loved to have seen her in that situation because there was such a disconnect because they just didn't get it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, I paid for a service.
Do they charge you extra for the pool? Because there's a lot of places that will charge you extra.
No, but here's the thing. They didn't charge extra, but we stayed an extra day. You know what I mean? Like, the whole team left.
Specifically for the pool.
The whole team left and came back to Albuquerque and were like, well, we're here till Tuesday. We're staying. And they just kind of didn't care because it was like all of a sudden a ghost town. There was nobody else staying in the cabins because Memorial Day weekend was over. And I'm like, well, we stayed so we could hang out here in the pool and just enjoy a relaxing day.
Too many kids peed in the pool. You had to get that pH balance up.
So I was like, well, sorry for you. Don't know what to tell you. It'll be ready when it's ready. You know? And I'm like, I don't know how to complain enough to get my money or something. What do we do?
Yeah, there's those people who always get free things.
Yeah, not that.
I've never.
Leslie Toth.
Are you one of those, Teo?
Huh?
Do you complain and then get free things?
I don't complain.
He does not.
I don't complain either. I just go, well,
I was like,
stinks.
Yeah, I was like, do I complain? So that's why I went to the office, and it's like, I don't know what to say to you because they just didn't understand. It's like, well, it'll be ready when it's ready. And I was like, well, I don't know how to combat that. Yeah. Thank you. You know?
Okay. Hey, good morning.
You should have took me with you, Steve-O.
Dude.
There you go.
For real, pool boy. Gosh, they didn't know.
I would have had it up. It sounded like a place we went about 2 years back on Eagle Pass Road. You just go down a hill, up a hill.
Yep.
And they didn't have, it was an indoor pool.
Yep.
And there were like little cabins, and then they had the little condos.
That's totally like where we were.
Yeah, and then like, yeah, they didn't have it ready either when we went. And I was like, well, is there anything I can do to speed up the process here?
Yeah.
they had to drain the spa, refill it. Oh,
dude, man. It was unbelievable. But
it was pretty chill once we got going.
Yeah, they were really kind. Afterwards, like Tony is his name. They came back over. Hey, y'all liking it?
Yeah. And the mom that doesn't work there. Like, she only works there like during the holidays. She's from El Paso.
Okay. See, it's such a funny little. It's a family land area. It's so funny. So
backwoods.
But it's nice, man. When we went, it was kind of like wintertime, and the deer were at our front door, man.
That's That's legit.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. But that's a nice little town to go hang out for a few days.
Yeah,
man.
We definitely enjoyed it. We enjoyed it.
Feels good mingling with these laid back country folk. Don't it here.
With you, man.
I will, bro.
Later, pool boy.
All right, man. Later. Love you guys.
Love you too. Yeah, it was definitely different because here, you know. It was just a different world. You didn't have the cell phone. You didn't, you know, and it was kind of, well, I don't know what to
and
tell
welcome
you.
To Mississippi.
Dude.
Me, that's my whole childhood. Everything. Everything you just
maybe
said.
Maybe that's why you're so chill and so laid back. Because it's like, well, okay. There was no use complaining because it wasn't going to do any good. The pool wasn't going to be ready any sooner and they weren't going to do anything for you.
That's exactly how things are at home.
Yeah.
I'd say people are probably more, I don't know about the whole, we might be open today or whatever.
It was awesome.
People
I was like,
would be
wow.
At their job, but the whole pool thing would be like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Be ready when it's ready.
PH
dude, I went to check out. I'm not even joking. I went to check out on, was it Tuesday morning? And I walked into the office because I wanted to say bye to the mom. You know what I mean? Because I felt bad. Because it was like, I was probably the most complaining person. The funny thing was that evening, Tony and a couple of his buds came over and they had like yes and like a towel and they're like, hey man, you want one? And I was like, I'm good, thank you. I'm just
we got a cooler out
we
back.
Got the finals.
We got
the,
a cooler.
You know, the Warriors. We're gonna go watch the game in our cab. Okay,
my daughter would absolutely.
And they were like, city folk just
city
don't.
City folk,
get
they
it.
Just don't. Yeah,
man, so these shitty folk.
They just moving too fast.
I went what. In Tuesday morning to say bye, and I walked up to the door. And the office was completely locked down, and it just said, there was like a little sign that said, checkout time, 11 a.m., and then a hand-drawn arrow to a shoebox. To a shoebox.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
That said, key drop.
Why do they have to be there?
So I was like,
they're
oh,
smart.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just drop the room keys here. But when I opened it, it was like, there's like three other room keys in here. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anybody could just doop, 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 walk up and grab
small
a room.
Town life, man.
Gosh.
Yep. Yeah. That's
you
what
live
I grew
your
up
life
in.
By the honor system.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Very trusting in those towns.
You know what all great. The state parks, is it like this out here? All the state parks in Mississippi operate on the honor system.
Yeah.
Is that a federal
I
thing?
I think so.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
cool. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But a lot of people don't pay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And now state parks are having to sell advertising space on their signs.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
Did you know that?
No.
That's really sad.
It's true.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a totally different world. Well, I want to live in a different world.
Ruidoso.
Yeah. Sounds beautiful. Just beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And
oh, man.
In light of all the things that have happened with the gorilla and the boy in Cincinnati, Albuquerque's Mayor Barry, has assured the populace that Albuquerque Zoo is equipped for emergency situations.
Good.
Yeah. Apparently, the United States, or I'm sorry, I skipped part of it. Yeah, if a similar situation happened at the Albuquerque Zoo, we would be prepared. We have a clip.
Learned the zoo has an arsenal of weapons and a rapid response team, but they've never had to use them for any situation like we just saw in Cincinnati.
We look here and these small railings, anybody could fall over them at any time.
It has other people wondering how the staff at Albuquerque Zoo would respond. The zoo has an emergency response team of nearly 60 people. That includes zookeepers, medics, engineers, and even shooters. News 13 has learned 12 staff members at the zoo have the authority to use deadly force against an animal in dangerous situations.
Sounds like the Albuquerque Zoo is prepared. They have whatever it takes to get the job done.
What you don't want is to be caught at the Ruidoso Zoo.
No,
man.
No.
Well, he fell in over. Somebody yeah. call. Where's Barry at?
He's the bear. At the bear enclosure's wide open. It's just like out back into the woods. Well, they kind of roam around here.
They
some
live
days.
Out there.
Yeah.
They're coming
one.
Back around here.
You see it? It's out there.
Gosh.
As quickly as possible, Steve-O, Brittany, thoughts on the gorilla that was killed over the weekend?
I talked about it a lot on the show yesterday. I think it's sad that people are... trying to find someone to blame because it's such a sad, sad situation. And
wow.
We just take it, we learn from it, and then let's just fix things and move on. And yes, it was horrible, but mm-hmm. let's look ahead.
Do you want me to give like the blunt version of what she just said? Because we actually have the exact same thoughts, minus the fact that I'm like, it's a stupid gorilla, man.
Oh, it's an endangered species.
I don't care.
Are you kidding me?
It's a human being. Okay, if a child,
it's not a stupid gorilla. Take it back.
The fact that there's an argument
gorillas.
About whether or not they should have like tried to trank it or kill it. No, dude, it is a wild animal and a human being. So the fact that you're even having a conversation of well, let's see what could have happened. No, dude. You take care of the human being first.
I'm with you 100%. Just don't call us stupid
it's
gorilla.
A stupid
no,
gorilla.
You better not.
It obviously didn't evolve like the rest of us from monkeys.
I like turtles.
I know.
Evolution.
If it would have been a turtle. You know who said the same thing you did? Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, cool. I don't care. Yeah, cool, man. Don't care. Yeah. I was reading, what was it, Jack Hanna? Somebody had an article mm-hmm. yesterday about these, you know, in this endangered gorilla.
Silverback.
And if you take a look at the video, the way that he was carrying it, he was essentially sizing this child up as a toy, not as a protector,
like
not
the
as
predator?
A predator? Yes. Like it was
the predator.
When you read yes, the when you read did. It, he was talking about the fact that the way that he was carrying it, kind of yeah. like this rag doll, it was a toy to him, and he was kind of like the arms and legs kind of assessing what he could do.
That's see, but so there were other animal experts.
I have
experts,
a 4-year-old
though.
Boy.
Right, I have a 3-year-old son
who
and
is obsessed with animals.
I was with mm-hmm. him all weekend, and guess what, guys? 3-year-olds are crafty little human beings. Okay, and it's like, well, where were the parents? The parents were right there. The kid's hand was in the pocket. Cool. Then the kid gets away for a second.
I just don't like it that they're calling them neglectful.
I don't either.
Yeah. Neglectful parents don't take their kids to the zoo.
A lot of the people that are complaining don't have children.
That's,
obviously,
yeah, that's what
because
we said yesterday.
As a parent, it's mm-hmm. one, the kid could get out. As a father, I would have been in there in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? Because that's my child.
That's what we said. We would have jumped in in a second.
But if you're like, well, we got these super extreme trank darts, it's going to take a second to kick in, and hopefully nothing happens to the boy.
Yeah, like 5 to 10
hopefully
minutes.
Hopefully it doesn't enrage the gorilla who's holding a human being. Okay, no, shoot the gorilla. Sorry, dude. Yeah. You're out.
Sorry, buddy. Dex. Shoot. You said very quickly, but then
it's fine.
We went.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's a hot topic.
Jurassic Park, passionate. Man. We'll just make more. All right? We can make more endangered gorillas. Yeah. You can't make more humans.
If anybody's to blame, it's the zoo. Because they didn't have the proper...
When was it even designed?
I agree.
You know? That's the thing. Like, how long has that gorilla enclosure been operating like that? Stupid for people to blame the parents. They made the right call.
I was gone when you guys had the gorilla talk.
Did you hear any of it?
You should listen to the podcast. Bit.
Okay, thank Duh. You.
You can subscribe on iTunes.
Thank you.
It's really B-flow. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I recommend it.
Cool. But am I on it?
You're on it.
He's not going to listen to it. He's on it. Apparently, the United States has a massive cheese stockpile right now. About 1.19 billion pounds of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
It's just sitting around waiting to be eaten by Brittany Flowers.
I will eat it right now.
We know. Not like in your fridge, in cold storage at restaurants, businesses, and grocery stores. The average American eats 36 pounds of cheese a year. Mm. But we would all have to eat 3 extra pounds this year to clear out all the extra cheese.
I'm in. Are you guys all in? We need to do this for each other.
I'm in.
Why do we have so much cheese, you might ask yourself? Because you ask yourself important questions. The European Union stopped exporting cheese to Russia back in 2014 as part of the sanctions against Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. Europe wound up with a surplus. Prices dropped. American companies bought it up. And now we got a ton of cheese.
That's so weird.
Cheesed out of their minds, man.
Like, what kind of cheese?
Good stuff. We got the Gouda.
The Gouda stuff.
You got
Philly.
You got the cheese with the coffee
Munster?
Bits in it. You guys ever had that?
No.
That stuff.
Wait, yes,
awesome.
I have. Yeah, you that's have. The Rita Gat stuff, that's, right? That's the stuff. Gold Coast
Coastal,
or whatever.
No,
yeah, Coastal Cheddar.
Coastal Cheddar.
Whatever it's
but
called.
But there's another kind that has little bits of coffee in it.
We have friends that it's are cheese connoisseurs.
Cheese. So good. Mm. So good.
They're also going to die.
Get you turned up, Brittany Flowers.
Is it lit?
It's lit.
It's lit?
Yeah. It's lit fire emoji.
Oh,
well,
man.
100 check mark.
100.
What does the 100 mean? I'm sorry.
It's
I
like,
always took it as
it's like
you're being 100, like truthful, 100% truthful.
Hey, what?
What's the best grade you can get on a test?
100.
I've gotten at least 105.
I'm glad
that's true, because like extra credit, extra.
Yeah,
there's
extra
no
credit.
Extra credit emoji, except a check.
Okay, so if you do 100 check, it's like you got the
extra credit.
Okay.
I think that's all the time I have for news right now, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll take a break. America's Got Talent was last night, and it was a really, really good first episode.
Yeah?
They had a 6-year-old stand-up comedian, and they had this young girl. She was 14 years old, and she got the golden buzzer, which means that you just move straight on through to the live show.
Wow.
Each judge gets a golden buzzer. This girl was, oh my gosh, she was amazing. So we'll play clips. And Dilbert, the comedian, will be joining us as well to talk about his stand-up career.
Dilbert, the comedian?
That's debatable.
He's got lofty expectations.
Right, he's on tour right now.
On tour.
People live up to their expectations.
That's right.
So it's good that you call him.
That's right.
I can't. Like, it's hard.
We love you, Dilbert. All right, hang out with us. We'll be back.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
going live.
Wait, we're going live?
We're live.
Okay, don't say anything bad.
Good morning.
Hi.
7:10.
High today of 76 degrees.
I'm not seeing anything, Dex. I don't know what you want me to look for.
I don't know if that thing's working. Traffic is usually, there's accidents everywhere.
I don't see anything. That's your look at traffic.
Okay.
Traffic! Can I just tell you how excited I am that it's Wednesday? Because I keep forgetting and thinking it's Monday, and then I'm like, no, it's not!
That's right.
I'm halfway through the week, and it's my Monday!
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, this is exciting.
You know, in different parts of the world, they don't. Their Mondays are Wednesdays.
Yep.
Gosh, guys.
They only work 3 days a week.
In some parts of the world, they don't even have Sundays. They don't have Saturdays.
And
they
then
don't
in
have
other
Tuesdays.
Parts of the world, yeah. They put like, well, we'll be here between here. and then they'll tell you later, well,
gosh,
maybe not.
I want that life.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
it
I
was,
don't.
Guys, it was
I don't.
So
I'm
like chill.
Punctual.
It was so easy going.
Yep.
Oh, I was like, I broke out in hives because I'm that person. I care. Like, if we're going to the movies and you're not there 15 minutes before the movie starts, it's like,
15,
then why
I'm
are
there
we,
way earlier.
Then why are we even there?
I'll tell you this. I am usually late to things.
Yes.
I am. Now you have a little glimpse as to why. Because I grew up in an environment
where it was totally like,
you'll be there, you'll get there when you get there.
Hmm. See, Joey's
we
the
were
same
always
way.
Late. Always. Yeah. To everything. We were late to school. We were late to church. If my sisters were late to piano lessons, we were late to everything.
See, my mom...
Always.
The funny thing is, my mom is the same because it was single mom, three kids, so we were late to everything. But that's, I think, why I get so nervous. Because it was always so stressful.
I do. It's like a physical thing to me. If I'm late for something, I feel it.
See, I try to be
soul.
There, but then I also realize, too, that it's not going to matter a lot.
You're
I
right.
I know, and I wish, and see, Topher is that.
It's not going to matter
yeah,
enough for
exactly.
me to stress about. It can affect things. It means, it does, like, I have to accept the fact that I'm going to be rushed, you know? It's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to get there and have to try to do things faster.
I'm going to try and do that.
But it's not going to.
Calm down.
It's not going
to just breathe, man. Just breathe.
If we
good.
Have to turn right in 2 miles and Chrissy's still in the middle lane, I lose it. Because I know in 2 miles we have to turn right.
Oh,
and
man.
if we get close, the closer we get, it's like,
you
dude, you're still in the middle lane. Oh, you're still in the middle lane and there's a car to the right. And what if we get close to the turning thing and there's a car going to be there and you guys, dude, we're never going to make it. Oh, gosh, dude.
Taya, this is
I'm
what we were talking
so
about.
So high strung.
Oh, is your blood pressure okay?
Oh,
I'm
man.
All right.
John,
I'm
John,
okay.
bring the meter. I got to lie down.
It's funny. Taya and I were sitting there doing the show yesterday, and we both kind of looked at each other, and we both were thinking the same thing. Man, this show is boring.
Yeah.
There's no energy
so
at all. I mean.
And we realized. We realized that it was...
That you guys are both chill?
We were having to compensate. But then we were getting people like, no, it's not boring.
No, it was good. I listened.
Well, it's just we're used
chill.
To having this crazy energy.
Yeah.
And it's gone. And so there you can definitely...
I'm your caffeine.
Whew.
I'm your drug, guys.
I got caffeine.
Oh, that's cool, man. I never realized.
My heart's pounding a little faster.
I'm telling you, man, you need to calm down real quick. Just pretend like he's not here.
Okay.
And there's two of us today, because B-Flow's just like me.
B-Flow. Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to get Dilbert on in time, Brittany, because he's not answering my phone calls.
Don't cry. Oh, just so much...
Sorry.
So many emotions.
He's a comedian.
I just am so connected to
he's
him.
A comedian, and he's busy. He's probably got a radio tour going on this morning.
Uh-huh.
I booked him at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens. But
he's a comedian.
Last night on America's Got Talent, do you guys watch this show? Because
no.
I think the three of us need to watch this.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
You
I'm
guys
not
need to
get
watch.
Cable?
I already had to watch The Voice this year because it was like, oh, we're in
the
Voice.
Was Simon on last night?
Yes, Simon Cowell's back.
Oh, man, we missed it. Topher even said, I really want to watch Simon on America's
he
Got Talent.
He was awesome last
missed
night, too.
It.
I love him. So they kicked it off last night with a 6-year-old comedian named Nathan Boxdollar.
A lot of people around here know me as a pretty friendly and outgoing kid. Some may even say I'm a little too chatty and have this thing called ADHD. If you don't know what that stands for, it's attention deficit hyper. Oh, hey, man! That's a rad cert. Now, folks, I might be only six.
but I think I know a thing or two about girls.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Easy to figure out.
Do tell.
An important thing to know about girls is that they say one thing, but always mean another.
A secret of life.
That's true.
This kid was—he was funny.
I'm still waiting for the funny.
Oh man!
Maybe you had to see him because he was 6 years old, Steve-O.
Oh yeah, just so we just give him a pass. This is the world where all of a sudden, just because they're cute, everybody gets a medal. No, our kids lost this weekend in the tournament because they lost.
His delivery was great. He had good punchlines. This is what Simon Cowell,
I was waiting for one,
had to say.
What's your name?
My name is Nathan.
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 And I'm going to guess you're 25?
No, I'm 6 years old.
No, you're not. You're 6 years old?
Yes.
Are you married?
No, I'm only six.
That's cute.
Okay, that's cute, but
come
you shouldn't
on.
Win a talent competition for being cute. Have you seen my three-year-old? He's adorable.
Have you put him in any competitions?
No one give him a medal. No, I need to.
Put him in a competition.
Yeah, I should.
He that's would true. Excel.
Hey, I'm what would your that. Talents be?
Oh, gosh.
Man, you just opened up a can of worms.
On American, let's see. I'm really obnoxious. I don't have any talents, Britt. Why are you opening this up?
Okay.
I think everybody's realizing I'm
Teo?
Not really good.
Huh? At your turn.
What would I do on America's Got Talent?
What is your talent? Yeah.
He can deadlift 7,000 pounds.
Yeah, you don't even believe it because it's not
I
true.
Don't believe it.
I would... I'd probably charm my way to the finals.
Yeah, you probably you're could, too.
You probably would. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
my talent would be not having a talent and making it.
Yep. You would make it all the way, too.
I agree.
Charming manipulation.
Dex, do you have one?
Yeah, just pick some.
Hot dog eating contest.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, you'd win it all day.
Heck yeah.
Dancing?
Heck yeah.
Singing, obviously.
Oh, you know.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, look. On the live line, someone said, that six-year-old is obviously not writing his own jokes. Dilbert writes his own jokes.
Oh, yeah. Dilbert writes his own jokes. Yeah,
you know,
man.
I can't. Like, it's hard.
There was one.
Also got a good morning from Riadoso.
Good morning,
91.9 FM. I was listening
Riadoso.
In that great city.
Riadoso.
Is it a city or are they towns?
They're a town.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe you didn't like the six-year-old stand-up comedian.
He wasn't funny.
How about this young lady right here? She was the finale last night.
The finale.
She's 13 years old. Her name's Laura Britain. She took the stage to show off some vocal skills. Now, beforehand, they you know how these the talent the each episode they'll cut it up so it makes it a little more dramatic, you know, the story.
Oh yeah, of course.
Cuz everybody has a story.
Yeah, that's what makes the show not just karaoke.
Exactly. So this girl, she
it's all just karaoke.
They showed her, this 13-year-old girl, backstage watching these other performers getting ripped apart by Simon Cowell.
Dang.
Did and she so, throw up?
Yeah, she was about ready to throw up. She was white as a ghost. Her mom was comforting her. And so she takes the stage, and she's a nervous wreck.
Hello. Hi, young lady.
Hi.
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura, how old are you, Laura?
I'm 13.
13. Are you a singer?
That's yes. Gizmo right there.
And have you been doing this for a long time?
Well, my mom always liked to sing, and, you know, she saw that I liked it, too, so she helped me practice and pick out the songs.
Oh, she's
going to
be terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to be terrible.
Are you nervous?
Oh, yeah. I'm nervous.
Are you nervous?
I don't know. I just see so many talented people, and, you know.
No. She's going to do great.
Playing to the crowd.
Deal. All you got to do is sing the song that you picked out, okay?
Don't be bad.
All right.
Don't be bad. Oh, she's going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She just won.
No okay. Opera win for him, all right? What is this?
Got the chills right now.
You do?
Heck yeah.
You are weird.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
13 years old?
Dang.
I'm only six. I'm not getting two bad girls. Number one.
God.
is why I don't watch these stupid shows. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Think of how high that is.
No, I know.
And she's dead on.
No, I know.
Don't you want to try it, Dex?
No, no. See, Dex
can do it. My voice isn't warmed up yet.
Screeching eagle.
She's very talented.
I'll get ready for it. It's gonna happen.
Oh, she's gonna break glass. That's incredible.
The whole place erupted. My wife was crying on the couch. Landon was laughing at Leslie.
Yeah, but then what are they going to do? They put her up against the little six-year-old comedian kid? How do you gauge that? How do you gauge, like, at least with singing competitions, it's like, oh, they nailed that performance.
You know how the show works, right?
No, not at all. I've never seen this stupid show.
It's like a giant high school competition. Oh, you know how they all have, in a talent show at high school, you have multiple different talents
right.
of all different varieties.
Like and that then chick, you pick the best one. A whole league of her own.
Well, what this the little kid comedian will really have to up his game.
Hey, guys, I'm six.
The opera girl will have to do something different. Because if there's one thing she's going to run into, it's getting just doing the same thing over and over. What's she going to do? Walk out there and do that
again? Yeah, but what's the six-year-old going to do?
Obviously, the six-year-old is he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it.
Right.
Six-year-old is not going to win $1 million.
I don't like it when singers go on to America's Got Talent.
Right.
Because I feel like there are enough shows for singers.
Yeah.
Get out of here, singers.
Whoa.
But that's the great thing about America's Got Talent is it's everything. It's everything.
That's what I don't like about it. Who cares?
But
like,
but
the magic show.
Because the people who have the really weird
sort of
talents.
This kid's real cute, though. That's his. Yeah. He's got a talent. He's cute.
I'm telling you, that's six-year-old, man.
Be. Oh,
a lot of people around here know me as a pretty friendly and outgoing kid. Some may even say I'm a little too chatty and have this thing called ADHD.
Here's the thing with that kid. He didn't stumble once. He didn't trip over his lines. He was smooth.
Here's what's going to
happen. He nailed the whole routine.
He's going to come back out, and his next routine is not going to be cheesy. It's going to be super ironic and deep, and everybody's going to get blown away. And then he's going to be like, and he's going to go,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And walk out and be like, I told you guys, don't mess with me. I got ADHD.
See, look, somebody in Farmington, I'm with you, Steve-O Jeets. Why did they say Steve OG? He's running on cute, and that's all not funny.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have to have a look. When you do stand-up comedian, you have to have that look as well as the delivery.
Yeah, he's not going to be six forever. He's going to be like, hey, guys, I'm 11 and awkward. And we're like, he's not funny anymore. Right, because he was never funny. He was just cute.
Wet blanket, man.
Just you know what? Blanket. He's not going to age to 11 during the scope of this show. So he's not going to have to worry about that one.
Yeah.
We also got a text on the live line saying, hey, Dex and Teo, who's the new guy?
That's Brittany Flowers. I know her voice is deep. It's deeper than mine. But
no, remember, I sound like I'm the teenage boy.
Yeah.
Is what they say.
You should be saying this right now. You should be going, I have ADHD. Let's hear you say it.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good job. Failure.
No. I don't think that it was an appropriate joke.
There it was.
See, she has the same delivery as the six-year-old.
So you calling her not
delivery?
Funny?
Yeah.
Great.
The six-year-old's delivery reminded me of. I almost don't want to say. Never mind.
He's Saturday a six-year-old.
There was a skit on SNL, and it was. Oh, I can't remember her name. She's hilarious. She always plays this little Jewish boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what it sounded like.
She's also in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's hilarious.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I gotta watch that show.
No, wait, no, not Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yes. Or is
nope.
it? No, she's
yes.
New Girl. She's on New Girl.
Okay.
She Who plays a cop, though. That's what it is.
Huh?
Winston's girl.
Man.
Well, Brittany Flowers, I don't know if you're gonna get to talk to Dilbert.
Dang, dude.
Because he's kind of MIA. I thought it would go perfect with the six-year-old comedian, because last time we talked to Dilbert...
We could do a side-by-side.
He was kind of like a six-year-old comedian.
I was very encouraging to Dilbert. I wanted him to continue to follow his dream of being a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Teo, they were pretty real with Dilbert and
trying
said...
to be real with him.
Listen, you need to give up this career.
Well,
it's not for you.
I don't know.
See, like with this kid, I can be real with this kid and say, hey, you're funny. And you know what? You have your whole life ahead of you to get funnier and change and adapt. Dilbert, you need to go to college.
It's pretty true.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if you can stick around a little bit longer to see if he calls, because he was supposed to call at 7:30. So.
I will stick around a little bit for Dilbert.
Okay. Really? Oh, yeah, don't jerk. Be late.
What are they going to do, fire you?
You're going to stress.
That's true. You're leaving. Going to Virginia. Virginia? Going to Virginia?
Going to Virginia.
Yeah.
Connecticut?
No.
One of them? Same place, right?
No.
Totally.
Hey, know, coming up.
I know geometry.
8:30, a master chef, Christina Tosi?
Yeah, we're going to have to ask.
Richard Schiff will be on.
Yep.
You know him from The West Wing.
You know him from The Lost World, Jurassic the Park, Lost and from World. Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Yeah, you do.
All, he's been in everything you can imagine. So we got some guests coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
He's the doctor or scientist in everything who looks concerned.
Mm.
Balding.
All right, we'll be back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back!
What's going on in the news today?
I have never received such bad publicity for doing such a good job.
Donald Trump detailing how much he raised for veterans the night he skipped a presidential debate.
California Governor Jerry Brown has endorsed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton ahead of that state's primary election on June 7th.
As floodwaters rise, evacuations continue in Texas.
Court hearing in Arizona involving Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Federal judge in the case found the sheriff to be in contempt of court for violating court orders in a racial profiling case.
Consumer confidence fell this month to the lowest point since last November.
North Korea's latest attempt to test fire a missile reportedly has failed. South Korea's defense ministry says the mid-range missile exploded on the launch pad.
Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi is facing a battle with the tax authorities in Spain. Messi and his father have been charged with tax fraud and could be sent to prison if they're convicted of failing to pay $4.5 million in taxes over a three-year period.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, everybody.
7:35.
High today of 76 degrees.
Is it even worth checking anymore? I mean, I
don't see any accidents. Okay. I'm sorry, Dex. I know you want there to be an accident.
It just doesn't make sense.
You weirdo. That's your look at traffic.
Brittany Flowers is here for her last time before she leaves with her family to Virginia. They're moving.
She's following her dreams, yo.
Yep.
We're excited for you guys.
Thank you. Please pray for us.
Before she leaves, though, she really wanted to meet a guy by the name of Dilbert. Apparently, Dilbert has a fan.
It's me.
Dilbert, are you there?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Just, you know.
So excited to talk to you right now.
Yeah, Brittany Flowers, you don't live here in New Mexico anymore, so you don't know. She has a show on Casa 2 called Two Casa Style.
Very good.
Huh? And she's following her dreams. She got a new TV gig on another network that we can't say, NBC. And she's going to be...
Oh, congrats.
Right? She's going up to the big leagues. Yep. And we're like, you know who wants to make it to the big leagues? Dilbert. He's a comedian. And he's trying. And Brittany is a success story of following her dreams. So we thought maybe you could share a little of your story. And she could help you with pointers on how to make it a success story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have to say, find someone that you like. To me, like, how I got into radio was from Dex.
No, Dilbert, hang on. We wanted her to give you advice.
No.
Because she is a professional.
I will take all the advice.
She's already made it. And you haven't yet.
And radio has nothing to do with it because you're not in radio. So, like, you're not doing radio. I thought you wanted to be a comedian.
Well, I can both. Like,
you can do both.
You could do anything you want to do.
Well, exactly, guys.
That one dude from That 70s Show who's a comedian. Or not a comedian, he's a DJ, he's an actor.
What?
Milo
Vildewandamanda.
Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Dilbert, you want to be
Danny
a DJ
Masterson.
Too?
Oh, Danny Masterson. Yeah, he's a DJ.
Yeah, he has his own TV show. Well, it's not his own TV show, but, you know,
it's on
he's
Netflix.
Doing TV, he's a DJ.
Hey, do you want to be a DJ?
So what are we talking about? Can we rewind
why
the
do
tape?
You want to be a DJ now?
I love music. I mean, I love people.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. Let's rewind real quick. Okay. Brittany Flowers. Gosh. She made it to the big leagues. She's going to be on NBC.
No. You are exaggerating. No.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's gonna be on
NBC.
Modest.
No, don't listen
to her.
Please, no.
Think of like the Good Morning America equivalent of Roanoke, Virginia.
Carson Daly, but female version.
Yeah. No. For Roanoke.
No. Ryan Seacrest, but female version.
Yeah. No. Slash DJ.
Nice. So is it local or is it actually like...
No, it is.
She's
it
moving
is local
to Virginia.
In Virginia. I mean, come on. In Roanoke, Virginia.
Come on.
And if you ever travel there and do a gig, let me know.
Ooh.
How's the tour going?
He's on tour.
How's the tour?
Yeah, how's the comedy tour?
Oh, I did one show and that was a couple of weeks ago.
How did it go?
It was all right.
How did it go?
Did it go good?
It was good.
Because that was after we interviewed you, right? And you tried to do the stand-up. And then these two over here, these two bozos, did not encourage you whatsoever.
No, I encouraged you to do the right thing and go back to school.
Did you feel like giving up or did you just say, you know what? This is my dream. I am going to continue to pursue this until I make it.
Well, I said I'm going to continue to do it. I'm just going to do it. And so I went there, and the guy, it was funny because the guy, I go up to sign up, and the guy goes, well, I'm going to make you go first. Because you don't have any, like, you're not, like, whatever.
Experience.
Like, the professional, like, you're not always here to stand up.
Did
so
you
I'm
say
make
I've been
first,
doing this for
whatever.
6 years? Did you tell
and
him?
So I went first.
No, let him go. He went first. You got to get your start somewhere. I just found out Larry the Cable Guy got his start in radio. And so Dilbert got start just like Larry the Cable Guy. So you go first. Tell us what happened.
So I go first. And I get up there, and I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe it's at 10 o'clock at night. And I won't say that part, but it was a scene from Dumb and Dumber.
Stop.
It was silent
you
at
you just
first.
Ripped off Dumb
and
Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, duh.
Comedians can't steal other jokes, Dilbert. You can't steal other jokes.
Wait, pause. Pause. Dilbert, when is your next gig?
I don't know.
You don't have one.
I don't know. They do open mic here, like, first and third Wednesdays and second and fourth Wednesdays at two different places.
Gotcha. You know what you should do?
So tomorrow maybe?
You should do open mic as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, because it'll give you the necessary tools to
you
not
really
suck.
Should. You should do that. Well, meanwhile, spend your days back
you're
in
exactly
school.
You're exactly right. Is you got to keep doing it, like yeah. you know, to get yeah, better.
Which is why, listen, Dilbert. Which is why we want you to keep going right now. Hey, all right, it's open mic morning. We got Dilbert with us right now. He's a stand-up comedian all the way from Montana. Dilbert.
Don't say any cuss words.
Give us a few minutes of your stand-up. It's open mic, all right, buddy? Ready? And go.
Okay, so my sister, she's 16 years old. My dad, he's 63. And so can you imagine by the time my sister graduates, she'll be 18, my dad will be 65. So my dad's, you know, he's coming up to school. And my sister turns around like, hey, Hannah, is that your grandpa? She's like, no, that's my dad.
Yes! Boom! No.
Oh,
guys. Brittany, no, this is not... There was no punchline.
Keep going.
Keep going.
You didn't like the kid.
Keep the flow going.
You didn't like that
okay,
little
sorry,
kid.
We're interrupting. Keep going. Keep going. Maybe there was more to it.
Okay. Well, instead of a car, imagine he rolls up in a Rascal scooter.
That doesn't make sense.
Wait, start over. Say it again.
That doesn't make sense.
You know, like a Rascal, remember those? It had the guy who was like, looks like Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Wait, what? Keep going, Dilbert. New joke. Keep going.
Okay. I had to do it. Okay. That's, yeah. That was part of it.
Woo! That was part of the joke.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Keep going, Dilbert. You got it.
Oh.
I don't know, man. You're losing Brittany. She's like a
no,
big
you're not.
Fan.
No, you're not losing me,
you're
I
not.
Promise.
The audience is with you. Just go, man.
She's starting to roll her eyes.
No, I'm not.
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Yep.
How many minutes did you have for the open mic night in Montana?
I think it's like 5 is the time you get, and I think mine was like 3.
Okay, so we're going to give you 3 minutes. I'll tell you when to go, and we're not going to say a word. We're just going to be your audience, and you go, okay?
Okay.
And you got 3 minutes, and you just do your stand-up,
you
okay?
Got this, man.
And we won't interrupt you. We'll just let you go. Ready? All right, welcome into the stage, our good friend Dilbert, the comedian.
Yeah!
Dilbert, you got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did my whole act here, right?
Yeah, I said you had 3 minutes. You're supposed to go. You don't talk to us. Pretend like we're just in my house.
You're on stage now.
You're on stage.
We're not going to break into. This isn't a radio show anymore. You're on stage. Go.
Okay, so I used to work in the mall. Okay, I'm not doing the same joke just so you guys know. I'm not talking to you.
Continue.
Thing I did last time.
That sounds good.
But, it's just a different part to it. But I used to work in the mall, and I love the people watch. You know, it's funny because I like looking at the couples. Like, I always like looking at the guy and the girl. You know, you'll see the guy, I'll walk out, like, all angry and all cool. And here comes the girl, like, running behind him, holding hands. I'm like, okay, that's cool. You must look like you're enjoying your life.
I want you to pause. Just real quick, you just made an observation about people and not a joke. Go ahead.
Well, what is comedy if it's not an observation about people?
Okay, thank you. Thank you,
Beefy. You got the boyfriend and the girlfriend. And you'll see him trying to act all cool and act all bad.
Yeah.
And then you'll see the girl right behind him. And so it's like, okay.
Is it a domestic abuse situation?
No, wait. Let him develop the joke.
See, I usually.
Okay, it's hard because I have actions with this.
Oh, there's a visual. Okay.
Got it.
Visual
humor.
So that's what
Okay. Dilbert, can I ask you a question? As we call you right now, are you just, like, walking around your house? Like, are you pretending like you're performing? Like, maybe if you stand up...
I'm walking around in my living room.
Okay. Well...
Just living. Let me ask you this, Dilbert. What's your budget?
What's my budget?
Yeah.
What's your budget for this career?
Yeah. How far are you
Are you going to invest in making this a reality?
Yeah. Whatever. You know, that's the good thing about comedy is as much as I can, man.
As much as you can.
Okay, now whatever listen. In order to invest money in your dream, you have to have a means to that end. So, how are we on the job front?
Yeah, are you going to college yet?
No.
I mean,
no, you're not helping your friend.
I didn't mean that like it. Okay,
college isn't for everybody.
You know, like I said, it's not.
Okay, forget college. You don't need it. It's not for everybody. What about on the job front? How are we doing so that we can make money to fuel the comedy dream?
I'm doing awesome. I'm getting my money saved up and, you know, just doing what I need to do, man.
Steve Harvey didn't have any money. I'm actually doing really good,
and that's like. I don't know, I'm just in a really good position right now.
Good.
So.
The one thing about Dilbert is that...
You didn't tell me anything.
But Dilbert has always been the type of person who saves and saves and saves. I bet he probably has, what, 10 grand in the bank? How much money you got in the bank?
Probably not that much.
Okay.
I would say, I think more closer to about a couple hundred, 500.
Here's the thing.
Here's what's cool.
Okay.
It's like I just got done getting my debt paid off.
Yeah.
Paid off.
Legit.
And so now it's like, boom, I'm back up to where I need to be. And that's,
You're going to do it, buddy.
Okay.
You're going
to
do it.
Dilbert, did you go back to the podcast and listen to the last time you were on? Did you hear yourself?
Yeah, I listened.
Okay, so...
How did you feel?
Yeah, what was it like when you were listening to yourself? Did you feel like it was funny? Did you feel like you completely failed?
No, I feel like I mean, you know, I felt like I did what I needed to do and just, you know.
You made us laugh.
Okay,
you
can keep doing it, buddy. Can I offer some advice? So I think that you should bring a friend with you to open mic night and have them record you.
I like that.
Video record, and then you need to start watching yourself back.
It's not that's
and
a good
then
idea.
Make your choices from there. Because I do the same thing on TV.
I'm also going to suggest that you bring a few more friends with you and plant them in the audience so that they will laugh at your jokes
on
command.
Planted laughers.
Yeah.
Because once people start laughing, it's contagious.
You know what? What some good advice was. This is a video with Justin Timberlake. He goes, it doesn't matter if you're different or whatever, if people, like, make fun of you, whatever.
I saw
keep
this.
Doing what you're doing, because one day you might be accepting an award like I am.
Exactly.
There
you
go.
So, wait, so that's you. That's you.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to be inspired, I'm going to tell you, there's a movie out called Joy with Jennifer Lawrence, and it's about the lady that invented the Miracle Mop, and it's incredible.
Really?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm being for real right
go
now.
Go watch that,
is
buddy.
Incredible.
Go watch that and keep watching that JT video.
Yeah.
And you're going
to
make it.
And also, stick around with your job. Yeah. You need to have a goal. You need to set aside $3,000 before you really go for this, okay?
Wait, $3,000?
Yep.
That's such
you
a
need
weird.
To set aside
Steve Harvey only had $50.
$3,000.
Yeah, that's true. Steve Harvey did it.
Watch. I will have this by January. I guarantee you.
If you can get $3,000. By January, I'm only going to take 10%, and we're going to get you some gigs.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Sounds awesome. All well, right. Not the 10%.
That's a verbal contract you just signed with me.
Oh, no. All right.
It's done, Dilbert. It's done.
Dilbert.
The only way forward is forward.
Dilbert, look at what happened. We went from the last time talking to you where they were saying, give it up. You need to find something else, to now they're encouraging you to keep doing it.
That's true.
You're following your dreams.
There you go.
That's true.
You're making way.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it.
So what you need to do is take all these observations of life that you're making and then take them a step further and make them into a funny joke.
Where are you?
Develop
all right.
it.
I believe
develop
in you.
It. Okay?
Awesome. All right.
Good job, Dilbert.
We love you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thanks for everything.
Of course.
Just stay inspired, bro.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
He's going to thank you in his liner notes on his comedy CD, Teo.
He would, too. That's Dilbert.
That's Dilbert. He's a humble guy.
That's Dilbert.
When he gets one.
I'm going to get so much money off this
kid. B-Flow, I hope it was worth you hanging around for that.
Yeah.
It was.
Was it?
Yes.
You going to be late now?
No.
It's so funny because...
Well, are the roads okay?
No. On the text line... On the text line, somebody texted in and said, Dex, play the laugh track, because I think people were cringing in their
cars.
Oh,
yeah. Dude,
going,
are you kidding me?
This is so uncomfortable.
You want to read something from the text line? How about this one? Stop this now. He needs to do the Apollo and get hooked. What the heck is going on? This is so bad. OMG, no.
Is this guy serious?
This is creepy and painful. Make it stop.
This is painful.
I hate this.
Poor thing.
I love you guys. Thanks for bringing Dilbert back. There's one.
Come on, guys. Give the guy a break. No need to be jerks.
We're trying to give this guy a shot.
Those were all comments.
Also,
he'll make it.
Somebody says, I'm sorry, B-Flo. I got the flu and couldn't finish the animation with your awesome cartoon.
What?
Okay.
What is that?
What?
I don't know.
Somebody was going to name a cartoon.
Remember, you wanted to be a cartoon character?
And oh, come on.
Nope, got the flu. Okay. Can't blame him. Can't blame him. Could you change that calendar?
B-Flo, your time is just about over.
Yep.
Albuquerque needs the final words. Is there anything you'd like to say to Albuquerque?
Give our audience some
go
wisdom.
Out on a high note.
I would like to say there's no place like home.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
you're leaving home.
I know.
You haven't really even left yet, and you're already saying that.
Words.
I know.
Going for that
guys,
whole
I don't know
Wizard
what to say.
Of Oz thing.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on here four
thanks
times.
For the memory! Oh,
thanks for being nice to me, everybody that wrote.
I mean, not everybody was nice.
But. We had big plans, but you know what?
God had bigger ones.
There you go.
Sometimes you just got to roll with the punches, even when they're hurt.
Please send prayers my way, though, for real. And my family.
Your family?
Absolutely.
Yes. Flower
she's
family.
Moving halfway across the country. Or I guess the rest of the way across the country. Because it's all the way across the country.
Liveline has no heart today.
Mm-hmm.
So they wrote just gas brutal. Instead of has.
Maybe they need brutal. To get a heart, Tin Man.
Brutal. Yeah. Brutal.
No, I'm the scarecrow.
I'm Tin Man, because I have no soul.
Why do I not have
a heart?
Because you're chubby and cuddly.
A brain. That does make sense.
Teo's a dummy. I have no soul, and you are chubby. That's what she said to
us.
Pretty much.
Because we're the Wizard of Oz. Okay.
What is the Cowardly Lion has no diet plan?
I guess not. No diet plan, yep. But he's cuddly and huggable and sweaty.
I can fix that for you.
Just like Dex.
Well, I am trying the Atkins right now, but...
Are you back on the Atkins?
We'll see what happens.
How's 97?
I have a sharp axe and no soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there you go. Brittany, take this time to say goodbye to everybody. You guys are leaving town any minute now. Taking off.
Well... my week, last day is Friday. We're moving on Saturday. So thanks, everybody. I love Albuquerque. And I think this is a beautiful place. Please don't take it for granted. There's wonderful things here.
Aww.
That's all.
Flowers. That's great.
So great. You're
gonna will you play the cat dance? The dancing
tune? Oh, gosh.
With the cats?
I think I deleted it.
No, oh, please, no.
He didn't.
It's not here anymore.
Don't worry. It's there.
Okay.
Great.
So I'm going out to Brittany Flowers.
And Teo.
And her wonderful family.
Pray for him. Moving to Virginia. Like a bunch of jerks. Leaving us.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Way to follow your dreams.
Thank you.
Way to not be a Dilbert.
Don't Dilbert
That's
this.
The new t-shirt. Okay. That's the new Morning Invasion t-shirt.
That's right.
Don't be a Dilbert.
Oh, man.
Be a Brittany.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Just go.
Just go and don't look back.
Get out of here.
Throw rocks at her, guys. She's not leaving.
I'm not throwing rocks.
Throw rocks. Like it's like the dog. You got to just throw rocks at him. We fed her. Now she wants to stay.
She's still here?
Yeah, she's still here.
I can't see her because my back's turned to her studio. All right. Bye, Brittany.
Bye. Liveline says we love you, Brittany.
Yes.
Yeah, you got one. It was Mark Ronchetti.
Oh, gosh.
All right. She's still here?
Yeah, she's still here. Okay.
Dex, you haven't heard the door open.
Hanging out on her phone. She's still
really
here.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Really want to move on with the show, and I can't.
It's hard to move on.
Okay.
Okay.
Glad she's gone.
Gosh.
Oh, wait, what?
What? She's right behind you.
You punked me.
She's like the ring.
Man.
She'll never leave.
All right, we'll be back. Waverly.
Yeah.
Love those guys.
They're
all dead.
Just R.I.P.
Love them. Just love them.
R.I.P.
They passed away today.
Well, you know.
Goodbye, B-Flo.
Someday they'll be back.
No, they won't.
Sure they will.
Never.
Those bands always come back.
Not
That's
that
their
one.
Stick, man. That's what they do.
That's what they say.
That's what they do. It's all a publicity stunt. They go away for a little bit, then come back and make more money.
One band is out to prove it. When you break up, you break up.
I like that. It gives levity to a band breakup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure.
Because in comic books now, people die every 3 minutes, and then it's like...
People be dying.
Sure.
People be dead, yo.
Time.
We need some, like, actual, like, wow weight behind it, so...
Mm-hmm.
You guys stay gone.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
No.
8:05.
High today of 76 degrees.
Let's see. B-Flo just left, so we want to make sure the roads are okay. Not seeing any accidents, but there is a bit of congestion building up on 40 eastbound. Around 8th, 12th, 4th, around those areas. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Lucky there's some congestion, because I was ready to just ditch the traffic.
Warning traffic to happen.
You guys didn't see this, but I got a really great pub photo from B-Flo. From Two Casa Fox Style.
That's pretty cool.
It's actually signed by her co-host, Chad Brummett. And herself. It says, "Dear Steve-O, I hate your stinking guts. You make me vomit. You're scum between my toes. Love, Kobe B-Flo." Mm.
Kobe B.
Gosh, she's just got a way with words. Mm. Just a way with words.
Beautiful.
She's got a way with words.
And now she's away with her words forever.
Guys, it's June 1st.
Woo!
That's unbelievable. Christmas is around the corner.
Sure is, man. You know, we just want to thank you for being a part of the Starmy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the army
of stars.
That's right.
Yes.
We put on a good show for you guys each and every day.
Every single minute.
You know, being first is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Especially when you're in radio. You want to be first. We want to be on top. We want to be the number one morning show for you guys. We want to be the first one on the scene.
Yeah.
We want to be the first one to debut the new song from the new band.
Ah, the new band.
So, on that note, I thought since it is right around the corner, we would be the very first morning show radio station.
Okay.
To play Christmas music.
Yes. No, I am down with this. Most people don't do it till July.
That's right.
But no, we're here. We're
little
here.
Bing Crosby
no.
for you.
Getting to look a lot like.
It is mostly guys. Cloudy outside. It is. I mean, chance of thunderstorms. 11 o'clock hour.
First
but.
On the scene.
No, we're not.
It's pretty good.
It's like we're so early, we're almost behind. Dex, I brought your scarf.
Candy canes,
it's right here.
Silver lanes
so are
nice.
Bundle up. Warm. Bundle up.
It's beginning to look alive.
Steve, did you want this extra pair of gloves? We know, guys. We haven't even
holding
we haven't actually like hit the
it
hot is summer
chilly.
Months.
I can't believe man, I mean, I'm going to go home and have some
I just saw a little
hot chocolate.
Snow. What is wrong
some
with
chestnuts?
You saw a little snow. There's some frozen precipitation.
Got to get my Christmas shopping done this
afternoon.
Oh, whoa,
don't slip. Don't slip. There was ice out there by the skate park. I just saw somebody slip. I'm
will
pretty
you pour
sure.
me some eggnog?
You can't have that here.
What is that? What's that smell?
Steve O's trying to spike the eggnog. No, it's pine needles.
Oh, love it. Christmas is here, guys.
Which, by the way, this weekend in Rio, so it did smell like Christmas everywhere you went. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just mountains.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Christmas!
Beautiful.
And it was kind of chilly. I had to wear a hoodie
right.
for 7 minutes before it became a blistering 80-something degrees.
That's right.
Oh, the mountains.
First on the scene, the first morning show, the first radio station to play Christmas music was us. So...
We
if anybody
did it.
Tries to tell you that they were the first, no, it's a lie.
We did it. June 1st.
The bells will start.
Only like 6 months away from like when we should actually be playing them. Yep,
6 months away? That's like next week.
What? No.
That's one thing about getting old, man, is that time just flies by. You have to stop sometimes and appreciate your surroundings.
Yep.
Look up in the sky every once in a while. See that bird flying? Man, beautiful.
I looked out the window and there actually was a bird flying by.
Oh, look at the rabbit over there.
Nope.
Beautiful. So cold outside. Snowing.
No, it is not.
Snowing like crazy. You guys be careful on the roads. It's a little icy out
Hang
there.
On, let me do no, it. Let's do a quick traffic
A little
check.
Icy out there.
Real
Let's
quick.
Check the roads for you.
That will be
okay, especially over by the mountains. You're going to want to slow down a little bit. There could be roads, icy roads.
Oh,
I think there's a little snowfall there. It looks like on the west side we're getting a dusting. Not even a little
but
bit,
guys.
But chances
not.
Are that's going to increase.
Yeah.
Be actually, very careful, guys. 60 degrees outside.
So
turn
cold.
Into the skid. So Don't cold. Hit your brakes on icy bridges. That's your look at traffic. Okay.
So good. First on the scene. That's
Man,
us.
We nailed it.
Coming up at 8:30, MasterChef.
Yeah. Oh.
I've never seen MasterChef. Is it, what's that show like? Do they compete against other chefs? Is that the one?
Yeah.
The chefs compete against each other?
I don't know. I should have asked
that Ninja
wife.
Chef.
Does he have like a different helmet than all the other guys? Because they all have the same guns.
What?
That's how you do it, folks.
That was good.
That was a good. Double headshot. No, she is she's the founder and owner of Milk Bar.
Milk Bar.
Sounds uninteresting. Bon Appetit magazine said called it one of the most exciting bakeries in the country. They have locations in New York, Toronto, one in Washington, D.C.
Ooh, la, la.
She founded the dessert program at Momofuku.
Eh. Love Momofuku.
Have you ever been to Momofuku?
Never been to Momofuku.
I've been to Momofuku. Chrissy lost her mind. She was like, we got to go here. And I'm like, why? And then we got there, and I want to talk to her about this because I was thoroughly grossed out.
What do you mean? Because they just dump milk on everything?
Well, it's cereal milk.
Ooh. Oh.
So it's like, imagine, you know, like the sweet, like,
who eats I love
the like
cereal.
It's been drowning. That's what I want to know. So I'm like,
somebody's
so
in the
how
back
do you
eating
really,
cereal.
I don't know. So she founded basically all the dessert programs at Momofuku, which I think is Martha Stewart's, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
I'd have to ask my wife. She would actually know these things. But she's created cereal milk ice cream, the compost cookies, and the crack pie over at Momofuku. She created all these things.
Wow.
And it was like, okay, but it felt like really... sorry. I'm getting texts in all caps from my bride. Yeah. I have no clue.
She's worth $1 million.
Apparently, she's a culinary genius, so she created all this stuff. So we're going to talk to her today.
Culinary genius!
Okay, we got her coming up. Christina Tosi. Yeah.
Christina Toth? This is your sister?
No, Tosi.
Oh.
Tosi?
Yes, that's real. That's real weird.
Christina Tosi, Master Chef. She'll be on the show at 8:30.
Oh, great. And apparently, she knows Martha, so it's my in. So.
Do you like Martha Stewart?
Chrissy loves Martha Stewart, so we have a deal.
What? Okay. All right. Then at 8:50, Steve-O booked another interview with a guy named Richard Schiff.
Schiff.
Richard Schiff, dude, and he's awesome. He's basically the balding, wiry scientist or doctor in everything.
Yep.
Man of Steel? Yeah.
He's in it.
Jurassic Park, The Lost World?
Woo. Yeah. Said it wrong. That's it.
The Lost World Jurassic Park?
There it is.
In it.
Yes, we're live. Live line, people.
What?
We're live.
We're learning on Monday.
Yeah.
She created the compost cookie. Sorry, I'm back to that.
Chrissy's
losing her mind, all caps talking.
Is she really?
Yes.
We should call Chrissy and have Chrissy
interview
Apparently,
she's like this culinary genius.
Yeah, can we do
and
that?
And we're like, that's what we should do.
Can
like,
we do that?
So we really don't know much, but my wife is a huge... So we're going to have her interview you.
How about we just have... We don't even have to say that. Just when she answers the phone, Chrissy just jumps in and does the interview.
Oh, gosh. No.
Yes.
She'd be so... No.
Come on, Chrissy.
No, and here's why. Here's why. Anytime we're anywhere... Say there's like a celebrity. Okay, no. Perfect example. We're in the waiting area at an airport, and we're about to board for our plane to New York City.
Tom Cruise was there.
New York City!
Gary Johnson. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
He was our governor. Now apparently it's a big deal because he's running for prez, right?
He runs for prez every election.
Exactly! Mm-hmm. So Chrissy goes, oh my gosh, boom, 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 boom. It's Gary Johnson. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I saw him. And she's like, well, go say something. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. Who cares? No. If you want to talk to him, you go say anything. Steve, I want to get a picture with him. I'm like, okay. So go
she's
get,
just like me.
So get a picture with him. Go ask him. Well, I want you to ask him. I'm like, I'm not going to ask him for you to get a picture with him because apparently he did great things for education out here, right? Because Chrissy runs a child care center and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, great things, blah, blah, great governor, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, so go talk to him. I don't know what you want me to
She's
do.
She's an introvert like me. She'll never do that.
My kids are the same way, though. Like, if we're out in public, we saw Tony Snell. He plays for the Chicago Bulls now.
Yeah.
He was a Lobo. See, got to get a picture. I'm like, so go get it. Well, Dad.
What you got to do, though, because you're complete opposites, you have to take her hand and you have to make it happen. Because once it does happen,
right,
introverts are like, oh, this is great. I'm so glad that I did this. I'm glad I talked. But you got to take them by the hand. So we call her up. She'll be on the phone.
Yeah.
We'll just hand
She's
it over
already
to her.
Said no in all caps three times.
It's going to happen.
Chrissy, do the interview.
Come on.
Me? No, because here's the worst part. Every time we've ever run into a celebrity, like anyone, all of the kids and my wife want to meet said celebrity, and inevitably, I'm the only one talking, and then I feel like a goober because I'm like, hey, sorry, my kids want... Where? Oh, they're all hiding behind me. Cool. Yeah, I know you were great in that one movie. Can they get a picture with you? Guys, say hi to Johnny Depp. Guys, say hi.
Chrissy, we're canceling the interview unless
Gosh.
You do it. It's over. We're
it's
not
the
gonna
worst.
Because
then
do
what
it.
Do you say? Like, I always feel dumb. Like, yeah. Hey, sorry, my family wanted to meet you, but apparently they're too shy to actually meet you. It's very nice to meet you. You make my family flustered. Thank you for all you do. Cool.
I think you should give that person a hug and a kiss.
Well, in 15 minutes, Chrissy will be interviewing the Master Chef, Christina Tosi.
And I'm so excited.
Master Chef is a competition between people who are aspiring to be chefs. I guess we should probably do some research on the show.
Yeah, maybe during the break, watch an episode or something.
Or two.
Guys, I don't know if you know, but on our Facebook, I put up a story.
What'd you put up?
Some kid destroyed a $15,000 Lego sculpture.
Oh, dude, I lost
sculpture.
My mind. Unreal.
An hour after the exhibit was opened.
What the heck happened?
Well, people are blaming parent negligence.
Okay, here we go again.
Yep, here we go again.
Parents weren't looking out for their kid. Kid bolts, tears down a $15,000 sculpture out of Legos.
Man.
You gonna read the story?
No.
Okay.
I put it on Facebook. You guys go to our Facebook, check it out, read it, comment on it, tell us what you think. It's like a Facebook exclusive.
Cool.
You know oh, wow. I mean? That's the girl we're interviewing. Yeah. She's like the head. It's like season 7 of MasterChef, which, by the way, kicks off tonight on Fox.
That's the one with Gordon Ramsay? MasterChef?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I said that already. The screamy, cussy guy. You didn't know who I meant?
Screamy, cussy guy.
I obviously wasn't listening.
It's the screamy, cussy guy and the girl.
I love Gordon Ramsay. I watch Hell's Kitchen every season.
Okay, well, that's the guy. That's the guy.
Gordon Ramsay.
The girl is the girl. Okay. We're interviewing the girl.
She's a girl.
I know that show. I've seen an episode or two. All
right.
It's been a long time, but...
Man, I gotta be honest with you guys. We, our friends over at Solomon's Porch help us out with our traffic breaks.
Yeah.
And if you need a get up, you get that cold brew. It's like,
dude, yes.
I light me up over here.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I can see through the wall.
Sweating. You look awake.
Yes. I am. Look at this.
Piercing through my soul right now.
I am right now. You need to get that thing checked up on.
How am I looking?
Wait, what?
How's my heart? How's my heart? Can you see my heart?
I can see it.
Okay.
It's barely moving.
Oh, whoa.
Gosh.
Gosh, was that?
Okay.
You're not even hooked up to anything. That's just your heart.
Teo's got magical powers.
I do. I've been telling you guys for years that I am a wizard and I will never die.
We got a little bit of time here for a whiskey tango. All
right.
But coming up, we're going to talk more about this emoji Bible. That's right, an emoji Bible.
Oh, gosh. Pass. Well, guys, have you ever committed a crime and fled the scene, and then you're like, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't have done that? And so you start thinking about your future in prison because you killed a dude.
No.
No? Only one. Okay. A 36-year-old woman named Tracy Kapp from Santa Ana, California, hit a guy who was crossing the street back in April. She got out, checked on him. He was okay. Got back in her car and sped away and freaked out. Didn't call the cops or anyone. Guess what? The guy died.
Oh, no way.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wait. Just from... So she hit the guy with the car?
She hit a guy.
Okay.
Got out of the car. He was alive. She freaked out.
Oh.
Basic hit and run.
Hit and run.
Dang.
Sped off. Well, nobody called the cops. Dude died. Horrible. Well, ever since then, she's been going all out to try and avoid getting caught because he died. She knew the cops were looking for her, so she started off by dyeing her hair pink. She got colored contact lenses. And her latest endeavor was a dragon that she tattooed on her face.
Nice.
If,
she got a dragon tattoo.
Because if you're ever running from the law, everyone knows colored contacts, pink hair, and a face tattoo is a way to be inconspicuous.
That's why I got my face tattoo.
That's a pretty sweet tattoo.
Okay. Look, dummy criminals, if you're trying to avoid, like, pink hair stands out. Dragon face tattoo really stands out. All things you are trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Standing out in a crowd.
Yeah, you're drawing attention to yourself.
Well,
hey, look at that person with the face tattoo.
Obviously, it didn't work because the cops spotted her on Saturday and caught her after, you guessed it, a high-speed chase.
Okay.
She's apparently not good with cars.
Nope. Mm.
She's facing charges for a felony hit and run, vehicular manslaughter, felony reckless evading of police, and battery. And she was caught. People, you do the crime, just do the time.
Don't do the crime.
Yeah.
If you can't do the time.
So now she's going to prison with pink hair and a dragon tattooed all over her face.
You know what? The upside, no one's going to mess with you. You got a dragon face tattoo.
Dragon face tattoo.
No one messes with the lady with the dragon face tattoo.
No, dude. That's...
No one messes with that lady with the dragon tattoo.
He's right.
Oh, man.
Because you're cray-cray if you got a face tattoo.
That's true. That's very true.
Hey, man. Why you got a dragon on your face? Because I...
You got to come up with something fierce before you get in there.
Because I,
You definitely don't want to say it's because you were trying to evade the law.
I was texting and driving and I hit someone.
No, see, stupid. That's a terrible story. Why just do you have a dragon face tattoo?
You know, gosh. We were talking about this while you were gone, the hit and runs, because there's been a couple here, right? Locally? Recently?
Yeah.
And, why is it that people take off? Because they're running from something.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't want to get caught because...
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. It was wonderful being in good old Ruidoso, New Mexico, 91.9 FM down there, and not having my cell phone. Because service was so spotty that I noticed, like, once I got back here, I've been attached to it again. Mm-hmm. I've been trying not to. Thus, I don't even know where it is, actually. Where did I put my phone?
So you got a little break.
It's somewhere. Yeah. It was wonderful because I notice even here, I'm checking it, but for no reason. Yeah. Constantly. You know it's bad when you're checking your Instagram and the photos don't change because you just checked it.
Mm.
So it was wonderful not having it. But I think that the distractions are so great here, or just in our culture in general, that we're so distracted on the road. So distracted.
Yep.
You got to put the cell phone away.
We got to take just a quick break because at 8:30 from Master Chef.
Yeah!
She is right alongside Gordon Ramsay. Christina Tosi from MasterChef. She'll be joining us next.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
I have never received such bad publicity for doing such a good job.
Donald Trump detailing how much he raised for veterans the night he skipped a presidential debate.
California Governor Jerry Brown has endorsed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton ahead of that state's primary election on June 7th.
As floodwaters rise, evacuations continue in Texas.
Court hearing in Arizona involving Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Federal judge in the case found the sheriff to be in contempt of court for violating court orders in a racial profiling case.
Confidence fell this month to the lowest point since last November.
North Korea's latest attempt to test fire a missile reportedly has failed. South Korea's defense ministry says the mid-range missile exploded on the launch pad.
Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi is facing a battle with the tax authorities in Spain. Messi and his father have been charged with tax fraud and could be sent to prison if they're convicted of failing to pay $4.5 million in taxes over a 3-year period.
Wow. Man, he's in a big messy.
Okay.
8:29.
High today of 76 degrees.
Traffic.
No accidents to report at this time. Sure, look at traffic.
Traffic.
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch, right here at Calvary Campus. Coffee. Burritas. Just great people over there. Coming up here any minute now, we're going to be talking to a master chef. Her name is Christina Tosi.
Apparently, she's a big deal.
Yeah, she's
my
one of the greats, right?
Her mind.
She's
We stood in line in Brooklyn for like ever
just to eat
just
at this
to
place?
Eat odd dessert, not even to eat there, to like grab an ice cream to go.
Really?
Like it's this little hole in the wall, nothing. Like you can't. More than three people can't stand in there. Seriously, it's like this tiny little thing, and there's just a line down the street. Whoop!
Wow. Because she's on Master Chef.
No, this was like over a year ago. No, it was less than a year ago.
Well, how long has she been on Master Chef?
She just jumped on November 2015.
Okay, so she was on last season.
So she wasn't there yet.
Okay.
Because we were there in October. So the next month she jumped on. It was already like it was crazy. But I can't wait to talk to you about this, because I was a little... The kids loved it. I was weirded out.
Well, cereal milk isn't for everybody.
Well, I like cereal milk, but I like to have eaten the cereal first so that I can drink my own milk. I want to know who's eating my cereal before
well,
I...
Well, they got people that take care of that for you. You don't have
They're
to.
Like
that's
these
the great
vats,
thing about it.
You know what I mean?
A milk
they call
bar.
Them the cereal servants.
Exactly. The milk bar takes care of that for you.
Also, being lactose intolerant doesn't help when we're like, we're going to the milk bar! And I'm like, cool, bro. Cramps. Cramps for days. Can't
All
wait.
The cereal milk is safe.
Yeah.
It's pasteurized.
What? Yeah.
There's no germs.
Yeah.
And they test every person who eats the cereal first.
All right.
Chrissy will not be joining us on the show.
She will not.
We wanted Chrissy, Steve-O's wife, to do the interview because she's a big fan. But apparently we have all these questions.
Yeah.
Questions.
So Steve-O's going to take the lead.
I'm going to take the lead.
Tosi.
Yeah.
Are we saying that right, Chrissy?
We'll find out.
Chrissy, call in right now.
At 8:50, we got Richard Schiff. He's been on everything under the sun.
Yeah.
The West Wing. Lost World.
Man of Steel. He's on a new HBO show called Ballers.
You're a baller.
With The Rock. I am. Shot caller. Mm-hmm. Speaking of shot calling, I booked an interview with David Goldman for Love Helps Kids tomorrow at 7:45, and he's right outside our door. So, I'm like, wait, what are you doing over here now?
Is he supposed to be here today?
No, it's tomorrow. I just checked the email.
Maybe he's talking to
7:45. Birga. He is. He's hanging with Birga. Oh, Birga. He's going to bring you tights, my friend.
Me?
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you're already, like, stoked about it, wearing tights, if you've heard our spot and running. I'm really excited for that event.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's going to be cool.
It'll be really cool.
Oh, man. So, Chrissy and I, my bride, we celebrate our anniversary out in the five boroughs of New York. And there was, like, a list of things that Chrissy wanted to do, and it started off with, like, the big fancy Statue of Liberty, and let's go to the Empire State Building, let's do this, which was downgraded quickly when we realized everything was hours apart, and we really didn't care about the super touristy things, because we had our buddy Thigpen with us. So he's like, we're going to take you to the real places. And so we got to go try some cool places. Like, I ate at a chicken and waffles joint that was owned by Nas.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, it was his chicken and waffles place. That's so cool. that was our deal, was going to different places. Yeah. One of them was this milk bar.
Good morning. Hello?
One sec.
All right. From Master Chef. Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Just doing pretty good. We're just talking about this this cereal milk. This,
dude.
This is supposed to be so good.
I got to tell you, my wife is, she's very reserved. She's a principal of a school. She's, you know, she's on the board for the, like, New Mexico Early Childhood Education Association. She's, like, the most professional woman I know. She is losing her mind, like, texting me in all caps right now. Because
I love it.
We went out to New York for our anniversary in October last year, and there was, like, you know, you want to go. I'd never been to New York, so she's like, okay, she's been a few times, you know, so we got to go to these different places, and it was all super touristy things, and we weren't vibing with that. So she's like, all right, let's go to all the cool little restaurants and places we've always wanted to go. And I stood outside for like an hour.
For
this, like, little hole in the wall. It was like, there's like three people that can fit inside. And first of all, just to let you know, crazy lactose intolerant. And my wife's going, it's okay. And I'm like, but it's called Milk Bar. And she's like, no, but you don't understand. And so we sit in line. I think we're in Brooklyn, and we're just chilling. And we get in there, and I'm like, well, I'm lactose intolerant, so I definitely can't have this freaky cereal milk that's like used milk from other cereal people. But I'll try the crack pie.
Ooh.
That's right.
And I will tell you, that was last October. I've been on the Googles 1,000 times trying to make my own out here in New Mexico, and it's just the same. It's not the same, Christina. So,
Well, we have mixes in Target now. So, if you have Target nearby, you can go to your own mix.
Are you see? This is crazy. So, when did you decide you wanted to take over the world with cereal milk?
We're following you around.
Yeah.
You know, I always loved to bake as a kid, and I eventually decided that I wanted to make it into my profession against my poor parents' best wishes. you know, because, like, you have to sell a lot of cookies to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And pay the bills, pay the rent, and I'm a really competitive person. I'm a real pusher. When I make my mind up to do something, I'm all in. It's happened, you know. It's a long and winding road. It's definitely not something that happens overnight. It's something that takes a lot of time and dedication and commitment to, but I'm a big believer. I grew up on Betty Crocker. I grew up on Martha Stewart, and I am just the kind of person that's like, we need what's our modern day version of that? Like, we need more. more. I love to make a good batch of brownies, but like, we need crack pie on the shelves.
Yeah,
in the grocery store. Like, let's go.
Oh man, you guys don't even know
what is crack pie. Crack pie?
It's seriously. I mean, it's the perfect name because afterwards you're high and you're just kind of like out of it. Yeah. I think I stole a car in Brooklyn after it. No, I'm just kidding. What is crack pie? Try and explain it.
Why don't you run down the
crack
entire
pie?
Yeah, each ingredient, if you could just give me each.
If you have to use code words, we get it.
Crack pie is like a mixture between a St. Louis gooey butter cake and a chess pie that you find down south. It's essentially, I would describe it best as like a very dense version of a pecan pie without the pecan.
Boom! Yes!
That's it!
An oatmeal cookie crust is ground pretty finely, and it's just like dense and gooey and buttery, more so than what you find in a pecan pie, but I think that's like the easiest way to describe it, to sort of understand the goo and the sweetness and the little pinch of salt.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm from Texas, so pecan pie, we had pecan trees in the backyard. Pecan
pie you're all over that.
You nailed it. That's perfect. That's perfect. I mean, so when did you decide you wanted to make, I'm just going to call it creepy cereal milk because I tried my wife's.
I like that you're creeped out by it instead of it's because you're lactose intolerant and I don't appreciate it.
I'll tell you right now, I love cereal. And so that's the one thing that I'll indulge in, period, and not take a stupid pill or what. I'll just go, you know what? I'm going to be crampy later, but this Cinnamon Toast Crunch is going yummy with my, you know what I mean? So I love cereal. And the best part, of course, is always drinking the cereal milk, but you always know where that milk came from.
Well, okay.
So my mom and I, growing up, I
refused to eat like vegetables and all the things you're supposed to eat as a kid to grow big and strong. But we had an agreement where I could buy whatever cereal I wanted at the grocery store if she could pour as much milk over it as she wanted, and I could eat all the cereal, but I had to drink all the milk. And so I had this love for, I became in love with the milk that's left in the bottom of your bowl. So I thought it would be either a good idea or a bad idea to create something like that at Milk Bar. And it was an overnight hit. We make, just to like give you a little peek into the world of Milk Bar, we have these huge, like almost like bathtub-like bowls that we make basically huge amounts of cereal milk in. So we make like big bowls of cereal. We do not eat the cereal out of it. We grind it down. We strain it. It's not creepy at all. It's delicious. Insanely intelligent. Thank you very much.
So it's one of my favorite things
because it brings out, like, listen to all three of you. You're laughing like school children, and it brings that sense out of people, and that's what I love about my job.
I will tell you, Teo and I, we are going to be out in Brooklyn for Comic-Con in October, and I'm gonna we're gonna go out there and hang out and check it out because it was odd and incredible, and I'd never experienced anything like it. So.
How do I get a job eating the cereal?
No, you don't eat the cereal.
I feel like you're missing a key demographic in the job market.
That's true. You could add jobs, and you know, we know it's costly to live in New York. So I mean, you could just let me do it.
I could be your first job.
Hey, Christina.
I love it. So wait, are you guys MasterChef fans?
You know what? I was just gonna.
Dex here is
a huge fan. Here's the thing: I haven't been watching recently, but you just joined last year, right?
Yeah, last season six, and season 7 airs tonight at 8 p.m. Central or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
Are you gonna punch Gordon Ramsay in the face this season?
I don't punch him in the face this season. We get into a few heated arguments about what each of us thinks is better than the other. But it's a wild ride this season. So if you missed last season or you weren't fully committed, this is the season you want to commit to because there is some insane emotion. There's a lot of like arguing and fighting and battling, not between Gordon and I, but between some of these home cooks because they want it. They want it. They want it bad. One guy tries to walk out. We've got crazy challenges, and we have a rotating spot of guests. Celebrity chef judges. You get to see Wolfgang Puck, you get to see Aaron Sanchez, Richard Blaze, Lee. Every week is like a brand new ride, a brand new adventure, and you guys are never going to believe who takes it all home.
All right. Oh, dude, this is exciting. My wife is a crazy fan. She watches Chopped. She watches literally every show that has to do with food. So I don't know how I don't weigh 300 pounds because I've somehow kept my high school weight. It's weird because that's all we do is watch these shows. So exciting stuff. It's amazing because you seem so wonderfully sweet. No pun intended, Milk Bar. And like the antithesis of Gordon Ramsay because he just seems so mean.
No,
he's not. Sweetheart.
He's firm but fair. You know, these home cooks are coming in, and they want to be treated like chefs, and that's the fact of the matter. Like, it's a wild road to be from becoming a cook to becoming a chef, and they want to get there. And some of them, they just think they're great, and sometimes you gotta remind them that it's great to be passionate, but they're still on a path, and you know, you gotta bring them down to your level sometimes when they get too full of themselves. But,
do you think
tell
it's
you what?
Do you
tune
think
in.
The path's gotten easier because we see all of these different, you know, whether it's American Idol or so many different competitions, America's Got Talent. And now, I mean, you worked your butt off, obviously, to get to a place where you are. Does it seem frustrating? Because you're like, man, now they got all these reality shows and this kid thinks he's a chef who's just a cook and now he's going to try and, you know, take the fast track.
You know, I think that there are a lot of people that have fast track in mind, but I think the reality of the situation is they realize really quickly that it is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And becoming the difference between going from cook to chef to becoming a great chef, it's a long road. And you got to really be in it for the long haul if that's really what you want. So I think they get that. I think more than anything, rather than being frustrated, I think it's awesome that people are so into the profession. When I was out trying to make my way, it wasn't a cool thing to do. It was like, why would you want to go and get paid minimum wage and work crazy hours and get no sleep and get burns? And why would you do that? That doesn't sound very cool. And so there's something really lovely about it that people are really into it and are really inspired by food and are all the more excited to come to Milk Bar to watch MasterChef and to be a part of it. So more than anything, I think that's what I try and focus on.
Dude, you just nailed the aspect of radio because it's definitely not magical and lovely, and there's no
you
super great
just,
reward.
You made me question my job choice. Thanks.
It's not a job, Tao. It's a career.
Hang in there, man.
There you go.
Hang in there.
Because the key ingredient to success is perseverance.
That's right. Boom. I like that.
Boom.
See, I could be a chef
tonight.
I get it. I get the whole ingredients thing, and you mix them, and then you.
We're
going
to go out to. We're going to go out and see her when we're out there at Comic-Con. I'm telling you. It's going to be fun.
All right, tonight on Fox, MasterChef kicks off season 6.
Dude, crazy. Christina, thank you so
thank
much.
You for your
You're
time.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
We She's lost out. Her.
Hello.
We lost her.
She bought out fast.
Christina? Hello.
She had to go.
Hello.
She didn't even say bye.
She didn't say bye.
Well,
I mean, when you're a trendsetter, you know, when you are the MasterChef.
She's at the
trend,
the
mic.
Though?
She dropped the mic.
Bye. My turn. Don't even say bye. Just hang up. Who cares?
She was sweet. She was nice.
She was sweet.
She was very nice.
I want some of that cereal milk.
No, you don't.
Man, that sounds delicious.
Growing up, my grandmother would make ooey gooey butter cake, and that's what that thing sounds like.
That's the crack pie. That's the crack pie. That's what I had. And I was like, that's what it tastes like. But it's funny how everything tastes like something else you love. Mine. So, like, the crack pie is basically somebody ate the pecans off of the pecan pie. You know what I mean? And the cereal milk is like, well, we already ate the cereal. Here's the milk. So I guess what you're supposed to do is get, like,
milk?
Well, yeah. There's, like, vats. She wasn't kidding. It's like if you go to, like, the only thing, sadly, I can equate it to is, like, if you ever are at, like,
a brewery
or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where there's these big vats.
Yeah.
Except
instead of
just
beer,
milk.
It's cereal. Milk, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just milk, and it tastes like cereal milk. I'm going to get a tea strainer and just put some, like, Captain Crunch in there and just try and make my own.
We should open our own place in competition with her.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, and then she'll
fast track
us.
We're just going to fast track it because that's what she said, right?
We'll call
if there's
it the
anything
milk lounge.
I learned, it was that you get rich quick.
Milk lounge.
Yeah.
The milk lounge. You can lounge,
you can lounge
with milk.
There's not, yeah. There's, I love it.
Yeah.
Can be all ages.
You could have milk baths.
Gross.
Okay,
dude.
Now.
What?
Now
it's supposed to be great for
your
skin.
We're talking about two different visions.
Totally different vision.
One is a restaurant and one is a bathhouse.
Icky now. Yeah.
Cool. Coming up here in just a second.
Killed my idea, idiot.
Steve-O double booked. Not only do we have Christina from MasterChef, who we just talked to, but we have Richard Shift.
Yeah, you know what? I'm excited. It makes for a good show. The podcast is going to be like, we got this celebrity and this celebrity.
Yeah.
Man, this show seemingly is good.
Yep.
Seemingly.
why is Richard Schiff calling us?
I think HBO Ballers, right?
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
What's going on with Richard Schiff?
Is that with The Rock?
Let's check out his Twitter.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Uh-huh. It's on the old HBO, so we got a 40-second delay.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Carl with Wise Brother Media.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
I'm a little early, but hey, better late than pregnant, right?
We're ready.
Okay, great. 1 second. Here we go.
Carl, he's a wild Carl.
I'm on the phone with Dex and Steve-O. Hey, hello.
And Taylor. He's here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
No, doing very well. Welcome to Albuquerque.
You are on the phone with Dex, Steve-O, and our boy Teo.
I'm a third.
Here.
There's a third guy.
There's a third. They never like to, you know, he's the third. You know,
yeah.
You never like to.
Wise Brothers thinks I'm stupid. I never get to
special sauce.
They never let me talk.
There you go. Dude, welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you here.
Thanks a lot.
We were trying to explain it. This was the way I said it to everybody. Guys, I booked Richard Schiff for the show. I'm really excited. He's the scientist or doctor in literally everything you've seen. He's incredible. Like, he's the guy. He's got the glasses. He's concerned, and he's in everything. You have a monstrous career, and you've been in some of the craziest, biggest, awesomest things. So we're stoked.
Well, thanks. It's nice to be here. You forgot lawyer.
Lawyer! Dang it!
Lawyer.
I screwed it up! You're right. I did forget lawyer. Now, you did play a doctor in 2013's Man of Steel.
Ooh.
And, of course, this year, Batman v Superman. What did you think of the sequel?
Did not see it.
Oh dude, see?
Well done, sir.
You did better
than
us.
You're ahead of the game.
I was dead. I died in the last one.
That's right. True. That's so true. You couldn't see it.
You were
just
have obligation.
Wow, method actor. You
see,
stuck with it.
I was thinking when we were doing that last scene in Man of Steel, where I think I saved the world.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that, turning that device, figuring it out in that plane. And I was thinking of asking Zack Snyder, the director. I said, maybe you think I should wear a parachute? That way, if I had a parachute on, I could be in the sequel, you see. But I was too shy to ask him that.
Yeah. That's okay. There were so many people in the sequel. Apparently, it got convoluted and difficult to follow. And It wasn't really a Superman movie. So it's okay. You were in the good one.
You guys not like it?
It was good.
I thought it was good.
But it
wasn't as bad as everybody made it out to be, but it also wasn't that great.
Ben Affleck shined as the new Batman. I thought he was probably my favorite since Michael Keaton. But it was kind of messy. It's kind of messy.
It's okay.
Kind of messy. Okay. Well, you're not advertising very much for me to go out and run out. And
yeah,
see
don't
yeah,
worry
that's
about
true.
It. If you haven't watched it now, don't worry about it.
Were you ever a comic book person?
Actually, I wasn't.
Okay.
I did look up the character I played in Man of Steel, and he was apparently came in different forms in the comic book. At one time he was a good guy, and another time in his history he was a bad guy. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But no, I wasn't really a comic guy. Archie. I did read Archie.
All right. Hey, Archie's making a giant comeback. Like, yeah. He's got a new TV show.
There's a new
it's
series
crazy.
Coming out. So you did Man of Steel a few years ago. You did one of my favorite movies as a kid, The Lost World, Jurassic Park. I loved it. I also read the book. So then Eddie Carr in the movie was a little different than the Eddie Carr in the book. And you are, your character is known for one of the craziest deaths in the Jurassic Park series. It kind of took it to the next level. What was it like working with Steven Spielberg back in the day? I know it was a little bit ago, but I would just like to know what that was like.
I loved working with Steven. He's a great guy, and I tell you, his crew is the best crew I've ever been around, so that was great. Fun hanging around with Vince and Jeff Goldblum and
That's
all
awesome.
That stuff. But I'll tell you a story about the death.
Yeah.
We were up in Eureka, California, on location in a hotel. And the elevator door opened in the lobby, and there was Steven with his wife, Kate. And Steven's fingers were kind of bloody because he was editing. He likes to edit himself and cut the film back when we used film.
Right.
And he goes, I was just editing your scenes, and I'm, I'm, I'm,
I love your character so much, I'm thinking of keeping him alive. And I said, oh, wait, well, you know, if you're loving him so much and you kill him off, that means all bets are off. And, you know, maybe it's a good idea that you do kill me off. And then my wife reminded me that night of how much money I had just given away.
Oh, man.
Day on set, I saw Stephen and I said, you know what, I'm rethinking this. And he said, no. It's such a great idea. You're right. We should kill him off.
No.
You got to be kidding
me. And then you knew you had just torn your bank account in half. Yeah. Booyah.
More than in half. But that's what gave him the idea of giving me this hero's death, where I'm trying to save the guys who were off the cliff in that trailer.
Right.
And then the dinosaurs ripped me in half. Yeah.
Good grief.
So that's how that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're talking with Richard Schiff, and you were a part of a brilliant show that's filmed right here, Manhattan.
Yeah, here in Albuquerque.
Manhattan. So cool. You spent some time over in this area.
Yeah, I also did In Plain Sight. I did one of those episodes, and that was shot in Albuquerque.
Nice.
But I love that show, Manhattan. It's fantastic, and it's very sad for the guys that it didn't last. They canceled it, but people should catch up to it on WGN or wherever they can find it.
Yeah, I loved it. It was good.
I loved my character on that. And I got to know, I did a film called Santa Fe many years ago that my wife was the lead in, Sheila Kelly, along with Gary Cole. And hadn't been back until I did Manhattan and got to know Santa Fe quite well.
Mm. So you are you're doing some stuff with The Rock now, which is pretty cool, right? He's got to be one of the coolest guys ever.
He's one of the sweetest guys ever. He's gracious and humble and appreciative and very hardworking and just a blast to work with. Him and Rob Codry is very funny and I have a good time on that. But he's a great guy, Dwayne. I didn't expect it to be that. You know, that nice and that great. He's a good guy.
I'm loving it. I've watched the first season with the whole yacht thing. That was awesome.
Spoilers,
when they
bro.
Went out and did the, when they took the yacht.
Spoilers. Not everybody's caught up.
All right, I won't say anymore.
That's spoiler season one.
Yeah, I know. I know. Is there a shelf life for spoilers?
Statute of limitations.
There you go. That's true. Right. Yeah. So it's like we can ruin what happened in Eli Stone, right? Because that was like 2008. And yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Eli Stone. Just don't tell
me
the ending of Gone with the Wind.
There you go. Yeah. Can't do it. Won't do it. I still haven't finished The West Wing because it was such a fantastic series and so, you know, so a long series that you got to just start binging. Is it nice that now with Netflix and everything going on, some of these great shows like The West Wing that you were a part of are kind of making a second go because people are now like binge watching television? Mm.
It's actually quite phenomenal. You know, I just did this, Josh Molina, who was on the show, doing this podcast called West Wing Weekly, and I just did that podcast about the Christmas episode in year one with the veterans for Memorial Day and all that, and the reaction, you know, on Twitter and everywhere else is quite remarkable. There's a whole new generation of people that are catching up to that show, and I didn't expect it. I really didn't, and so it stays in the consciousness, I guess, of people, you know, because new generations keep catching up to it. It's kind of awesome.
That's very cool.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
Well, Richard, it was very nice to chat with you. You're doing some great stuff.
Yeah.
You've done some amazing things.
Dude,
thank you
phenomenal
for
career.
All your
also,
work.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Have a great day.
See you, Richard.
You.
Richard Schiff.
Talk to Eddie Carr.
I just saw that too. May 27th was his birthday, guys.
It was.
Nice guy.
Good. That was good, Teo. Yeah, that was a good question. I like that.
Well, that death is known for being like crazy.
Yeah.
Because it was really graphic.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
I never saw the second one. Which one?
Okay.
What happened?
That's the one with the stegosauruses and they have and they kidnap the
baby. Was he the one that does the like gymnastics thingy?
That's the girl.
That's okay.
So, interestingly enough, in the book, The Lost World, I went back this morning and double-checked. In the book, Eddie Carr, he took the baby T-Rex back to camp to take care of it. which is also what happens in the movie. Mm. I think, actually, Jeff Goldblum's character and then Julianne Moore's character, they all bring the thing back. So Eddie Carr goes to, he goes up in the high hide, you know, that thing they had up in the trees?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
in the movie? He goes up in there, and then somehow in the book, he falls out, or this pack of raptors comes, and he falls out or something like that, and then the raptors kill him. In Jurassic Park 3, you see that situation play out with one of the hunter guys.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but he's in everything.
You love your dinosaurs.
One of the raptors kills him. He does. That's what happened in the book. And, of course, in the movie, he got ripped apart by the two T-Rexes, which was crazy. Oh, man.
All right, we got to take a break. If you missed those two big interviews that we just had with Richard Schiff and Christina Tosi from MasterChef, hit the podcast. It'll be up a little bit after the show. When we come back, a lot of you were chiming in when we mentioned the Emoji Bible yesterday.
Emoji Bible, smiley face.
So we'll recap you on that, and we want to hear some thoughts.
Winky face.
Good idea? Bad idea? Don't mess with my Bible.
Subjective truth.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back. We are back.
Good morning.
High today of 76 degrees.
Let's take a look at hashtag traffic.
Yeah, no more.
Hashtag what? Blessed out on the roadways.
Nothing's happening, man.
Nothing. Let me refer. You know what? Let me do a quick. Don't hit the computer.
Broken.
Let me do
it.
That's a giant thumbs up emoji to traffic.
That's a giant thumbs up. Traffic. Seriously, not seeing any accidents.
Okay.
Guys, if something is going on, you're going to have to let us know, because I don't know if our map's
it's working. Nothing's been happening the past week.
People are just being excellent.
When's the last time we had an accident?
Well, yesterday everybody had the day off.
Yeah,
no, wait, that
guys,
was just Steve. It was the day before.
Matter.
We saw accidents yesterday.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yes, we did.
A water main break,
and
maybe.
Then last week there was that terrible accident that happened up in Rio Rancho.
Gosh. Yeah, because we saw that on the news.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
We didn't see it
on our map.
That's true. Map's not working. Maybe you need to upgrade it or something.
Let me see here. Yeah, this person said, Dex's Milk Lounge and Spa. Wait, that sounds gross.
It's great. Great combination there, you know? Kick back with some milk and get your...
Some old used milk.
Your feet scrubbed with milk.
You're a weirdo. Okay. Yeah. You want me to read this email we got?
Oh, we got an email?
Yeah, it's about our topic.
Okay, yeah. Let's jump into Emoji Bibles.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about how there's a new Bible translation. That translation is emojis. Emoji Bible.
You freaked out over it.
I did. I put up the mad face.
Went crazy.
I did. I put up the thumbs down emoji.
Steve Oteo went.
The storm cloud.
That's stupid.
I did. I called it stupid.
The Bible?
I put up the.
Emoji Bible.
I put up the flames.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean lit or turned up. I meant like hellfire.
No.
Yeah. Not really. Anyway, Emily emailed us and said, hey guys, I just wanted to share some thoughts on the emoji Bible. So let's play a little catch up here. For those of you who missed out yesterday, someone took all 66 books of the Old and New Testament and translated them into emojis. That's right. The little characters on your phone.
Here's
that
a question.
Birga also learned the other day can have crazy sexual connotations. She just learned that the other day.
What color did they use for all the hands and the feet and the faces and stuff? Did they use the Simpsons
colors.
Yellow?
No.
Multiple colors. Okay.
Yes. Rainbow.
That's my go-to is like the Simpsons yellow.
So instead of like the, four, like F-O-U-R, it would just be the number four. Stuff like
Jesus
that.
Died so for
we're
you.
Incorporating
number four.
Text
you.
Lingo.
Okay.
And it's called Bible Emoji Scripture for number millennials.
Okay. It's to reach the younger generation.
That's the goal. Try to get young people interested in reading the Bible. And if you want it, it does cost money. And the guy who created it is staying anonymous. His pen name is the Sunglasses Guy.
Oh, it's emoji. A real cool sunglasses guy.
Real cool sunglasses.
Real cool sunglasses.
Real cool sunglasses guy. Okay, so Emily emailed us and said, "Hey guys, I just wanted to share some thoughts on that emoji Bible. As a millennial myself, my first reaction was to be slightly offended and embarrassed that someone would think reaching the younger generation constitutes dumbing things down to pictures and numbers. But my personal opinion doesn't carry as much weight as the Bible itself, so I think the important question we should be asking is if the emoji Bible is serving the purpose of God for giving us his word. 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Seems to me that the purpose of the emoji Bible is to entertain, not to teach, reprove, correct, or train in righteousness. Lastly, I think it is important to note that as believers we are being sanctified. The purpose of sanctification is to change our hearts to more reflect our Savior, and the Bible gives us clear description of who our Savior is and what he has commanded us to do. Thus, we should try to change the Bible, or thus, when we try to change the Bible, to fit our fads, we are forming the Word to our hearts, not our hearts to the Word."
Wow. Okay.
Thank you guys for being willing to talk about controversial topics. Hashtag blessed.
No,
Emily. She didn't. She wrote blessings, but she should have wrote hashtag
blessed.
She's
got a smiley face.
That's still just her opinion, though. Do you know what I mean?
No,
it started with, like, hey, my opinion doesn't carry much weight, so here's scripture that doesn't really adhere to what she's saying necessarily, because if it says that all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, all these things, but then go on to say, it seems to me that the purpose of the emoji Bible is to entertain. That's her thoughts on it still. We don't know why it was created, because according to this person, they say the goal, obviously, is to get young people interested in reading the Bible.
Right. If
which
you make
would be
it,
a good thing.
If you make it cool, because, okay, when you're a kid and you pick up a Bible, it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not a big reader. Now, if you throw an emoji Bible my way, I might pick it up and start reading it.
I'm going to probably, maybe I need to keep my thoughts to myself, because I don't want to offend, but I will say this. Based upon that email, we need to throw out youth groups. Period, the end. And all youth ministry, because youth ministry caters to a specific audience as well.
And they give away Xboxes.
And they, quote,
they give away Xboxes.
Trips, vacations.
No, you know what? You're not off. I've seen many a Easter egg hunts where it's like, there's a Wii U in one of the Easter eggs.
What?
You know what I mean?
No, to try to get kids to come.
Kids to come to church.
Yeah. Hey, they're giving away a trip to, you know, Bermuda, and I'm going to win.
I was a part of this generation, so this is why I'm speaking to it, because Todd Cook, the head pastor at Sagebrush, was my youth pastor at Frontline, where we saw music videos from DC Talk, and it was lights off, flashy lights, and, you know, and to what some would seem would be entertainment. This says it seems to me that it's just for, it's to be entertaining for entertainment's sake. But that's just conjecture, because that's 99.9% of youth groups is low lights, cooler worship, laser sounds, fog machines.
Sounds like regular church
awesome
to me.
Awesome sauce. Well, it's becoming, you know what? It's becoming that way, and do you know why? Because we train up our children with laser lights and flashy things, and then wonder why they get bored in, quote, big church and can't keep their ADHD brains focused on God's word for more than 3 seconds. Do you know what I mean?
No,
we're the ones that trained them up to think like that.
You're right.
Tell them, Steve.
And then they get to, quote, big church, and it's boring.
Boring.
You can text the show at 585-LIVE. You can also call us at 338-3700. Emoji Bible. You bring up some great points.
Yeah.
I'm with you on it. Good morning.
Good morning, brethren.
Hey.
So I feel like we could be having this conversation like 10 years ago about the Message Bible. It's like pretty much the same thing. It's just a newer version of it for millennials, and it fits the same thing. But what that lady said in the email is that it's for he thinks that it's more for entertainment purposes. So like, you could stretch that reasoning through all of the different translations of the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, the Message is just more for understanding. It's not necessarily for training. And the New King James is for more understanding. And so I'm thinking we could change it all around and use that excuse for everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's more down to, does it actually push forward, or do the emojis correctly explain what the Bible is saying? If they do, then what the heck?
Yeah.
It's an interesting, fun idea.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Cool. Later.
So I'm going to provide a counterpoint to myself yesterday. Oh. Because yesterday I equated it. I said, it's like how people send in songs to us all the time. They write really good songs about the love of God. And when I say really good, I mean to them. Songs about the love of God from their heart. And the whole purpose of the song is to reach as many people as possible. And they're terrible songs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing. And so I still stand by that. I get the heart of it. It's
will
a fantastic
you stand up
heart.
You will
I
not
am
back
standing.
Down?
I am standing right now. I think the heart of it is awesome. I think it's a stupid idea. But then here's the fact of the matter. The word of God says that it will go out and it will not come back void.
Right.
And that is beyond translation.
I agree.
You know, and that is beyond interpretation. So the fact of the matter is, I can look at this and call it a stupid idea all day. One person could read it and then have a life-changing experience with God through it.
We have a text on the live line that says, my 7-year-old daughter reads the Child Bible on her tablet on a daily basis. It's her favorite book. Brody's got an app that's like this Bible Alive app, and it's cartoon characters. And it's not like, in the beginning, God created. You know what I mean? It's quote, as she put it, dumbed down. But in my estimation, it seems more that it's appropriate for a 3-year-old's understanding, for his comprehension as a child. He's not going to comprehend, you know, as the last caller said, the King James Version. You know what I mean? But he can understand this app that it reaches him on his level. Now, an entire Bible in emoji form. I mean,
how much is it? Is it changing the Bible? Is it changing scripture when you use emojis?
It says, Book of Genesis 01:111. In the beginning, and then it's got the angel symbol for God who created the stars and the earth.
See, that's not changing anything. Anybody can read that and understand.
Book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
And it's just got emojis instead of...
Okay. Not the whole... Now, if you're thinking the whole thing's just emojis, it's not.
It's not. Right.
It's words
mixed in
with emojis.
The issue with it is, and I get our emailer's point, because the issue with it is that this will turn around and be used as a joke for entertainment. People will be putting this stuff up, you know, and be like, you can just see how it's going to go. You know, you can see that.
When Jesus rises from the grave, is there a hashtag YOLO and then a psych?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the hashtag Bible or if it's just the emoji Bible. Hashtag Bible might be something we should do to make money.
And I'm the disciples said hashtag YOLO, and Jesus rose again and said, psych.
You know, when people come psych up with mind. New and creative ways to get a message out, it's funny how people freak out. I mean, we've dealt with this throughout time with music. Yeah. Look at our morning show.
Who remembers the picture Bible?
Yes,
I had one.
Yep,
you had to order it, and when that came out, this same thing happened.
Oh yeah!
In fact, there was kind of more of like a legit uproar against the picture Bible because they were like, "No, no, no! How are you going to draw God?" You know, no, you can't do that. You can't do this. And then it came out, and then everybody forgot about it.
Somebody's always going to complain.
I had it wasn't called the Adventure Bible, but it was kind of like this Indiana Jones archaeological kids Bible. I can never remember what it was called back in the day, but it was definitely more of like an Adventure Bible type thing. We got to chime in on the live line, 585 Live. That's 585-5483.
Was yours the Action Bible?
No, that's what my kids have, though. It's like a comic book. In fact, we got to chime in on the live line. Somebody saying, I like to give the Action Bible. I'm a youth pastor here in Albuquerque. It's the comic book one to middle school students who don't like reading. But it is hard to make the transition to serious Bible study with this generation. That being said, it was a hard translation for my generation also. A hard transition for my generation also. I like the idea of having a fresh approach to the Bible, though it's important that it stay as far from entertainment as possible. It has the potential to be used well, but I could see it being used irresponsibly also. And that's true.
You know what, though? That happens with everything. Just like you guys were saying with the lights and the sound and music and blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, even if you really wanted to get down to brass tacks, any time in your life that a preacher has used an illustration to convey a biblical point.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is when you get down to bottom level.
Correct.
So if you're going to preach against this, I guess, if you're going to take a hard stand against it, then you're going to find yourself in a heap of trouble.
No more stories.
Because
back in the Old Testament, they just read from the scrolls and there was no added words.
Yeah.
Seriously, you know what I mean? It's like they sat for hours and they could endure and they could blah, 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 blah thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm. They also didn't have anything to do.
It was super boring back then.
Dude, I was in Ruidoso all weekend. I got you guys. No internet. It was crazy.
It was live your life and try to survive.
No TV.
Yeah. This, and it's funny to think about
bear.
That. Maybe we forget that because they treated it as, they treated leisure time as a very holy thing because we forget that our job is not like when we go to work, it's not like back in the day when they had to go to work. And it was life or death. And it was, if we didn't find food, we didn't have food, you know? And that's kind of why I like time with, I guess, when you're sitting around and somebody's verbally speaking to you the traditions of Judaism.
Yeah.
People listened. And they spent that time there and they were engaged.
We got a chime in on the live line. Somebody said, what do you think William Tyndale would say?
William Tyndale would probably be all about it.
He was well known. He was the first dude to translate the Bible into English. And see, that's my thing. The purpose was to get it into the hands of the people. It was during the Reformation, and the Catholics were going, you don't need your own Bible. Here's ours, and we're going to tell you what it says. And the people were hungry for God's word, and they put it into the interpretation that people could understand. It was about getting it into the hands of the people so they could read for themselves.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about that person who has never read the Bible before, and somebody gives this as a gift to them, and they're laughing at it, and they're, oh, all right, and they start reading it, and then all of a sudden God starts working, and you just never know. You never know how God's going to use something.
Scripture tells us, as Teo said, that the word never returns void. And so if you're reading this, even if it's this emoji Bible, especially, man, there are so many crazy emojis. We were looking at this week from Tam when she sent that stupid Pocahontas text to us. I wouldn't have figured it out if she hadn't said what it was.
And you know,
but there's so many people that knew immediately, oh, that's this. I've seen text groups of just emojis of song lyrics and they get
it's
it.
Another language,
and what's
man.
Funny is maybe it would end up working in its own favor. Because if you sit there and you have to figure something out, then you're more likely to remember it.
Yeah.
What?
Good call.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, what if people were having to, I guess, slightly decipher these emojis, then you'd be more likely to remember it.
You're
especially
right.
If later you read the actual verse, you would remember what you saw because
it was
a picture.
It's like a puzzle. You're sitting there trying to figure it out. That's what I was doing when I was looking at it.
Yeah, I could tell. I could smell something burning.
Man.
And I was like, man, that's got to be Dex thinking again.
Man, it was just
crazy.
Smoking up in here, man.
Yeah. It's difficult. You're trying to put the Bible into the hands of a young reader or a new Christian. And in this generation, as we were just talking with Richard Schiff about this Netflix generation of binge watching and television series where it's like, just start with season one and binge all 23. You don't want to hand a Bible to somebody and go, just start with Genesis, man, and go all the way through.
Yeah.
You won't give up in numbers. Guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like, you don't do that. Usually with new believers, it's like, you want to start with the book of Luke or John or maybe, you know what I mean? And that's New Testament. And so I definitely think it can be used for good purposes.
Because another thing, too, because we have somebody that commented, Steve-O is right. We do spend more time entertaining kids in church instead of teaching them to understand that God's word is powerful and able to change our hearts. As one young lady said, we are to be transformed by the word of God, not conformed to the world. I understand the need for tools to reach different age groups. I have grandchildren who do not like to attend the kids' ministry at my church because it's too much entertainment. They say they don't learn much in there. However, I think we put too much expectancy on the church to teach our kids instead of them learning God's word at home.
Dude.
It's the same with schools. We want schools to do all the teaching, while too many parents don't spend time reading and studying with their kids. Hashtag tough call.
Preach it.
Oh, man.
And that's true, too. And also, another point, you can't sit a kid down and expect that kid to understand or like the King James Version or the New
or
King
the
James
NIV even.
Or the
you know
NASB
I mean?
Like, or the Message. You can't expect a little kid to sit there and want to. I mean, Johnny, he is 14 months, Am I going to break out a new King James and sit him down and make him listen to me at length?
You better.
No.
You better do it.
Because he's going to end up hitting me in the face. Because that's what he does when he gets frustrated.
That's
he hits me in the face.
That's why we have VeggieTales, am I right? Entertainment.
And that is important. I mean, even Skip says, if you can't get your message out in like 30 minutes, then you need to rethink it.
Yeah, because I absolutely love that.
The attention span of most adults is 30 minutes.
His saying that I always kept was, the mind will not comprehend what the seat will not endure.
Yeah.
And so if your butt's numb, chances are you're not paying attention. You know, so stop it. You don't need to be long-winded. You really don't.
Yep.
So we got a chime in on the live line. Somebody said, Song of Solomon must have been interesting to translate.
Oh,
am I right?
Oh, hey, yeah. That's what I need to get beer.
Sunglasses
and go read
guy.
That.
Am I right?
So, you know, is this an app you can download, or is it an actual book that
you can
buy?
Yeah, it's an app, but it costs money, so I can't.
Yeah. Okay.
We can't point towards it.
Gotcha.
Here, if you give us your cell numbers, we'll just text it to you right now. The whole Bible. I'm just going to text you the whole Bible.
This is a stupid...
Might take a bit.
I get the rub with it, though, because I understand. Because I still think it's a stupid idea, you know? But I understand the heart behind it, which is great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I still think it's a dumb idea. But that's mostly because emojis can be used. That's kind of why I laughed at a little bit at Birga's expense, because she just figured out that they can be used for sexual connotations.
Right.
It's like
bad things.
It's like, but Birga, you can make anything into a sexual connotation.
Well, that's it. You know? We have a few people chiming in actually who are not for it. One person says, I think, and this is just my opinion, the lead pastor of a church should not be preaching out of the message or the emoji Bible. If they are, there's a problem. If you're simply using it to supplement your Bible reading to understand a part of scripture you're confused about, then good for you. Someone else says, I don't like it personally because I don't like emojis and I feel like I'm above the use of emojis. I think that the weight...
Hashtag up symbol.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think that the weight in the original Greek interpretation might get lost in translation into emojis. However, if one soul is saved by it, then praise God. Our girl Becca says, I think it's stupid. Would never buy it, but if other people like it, sweet, good for them. I think Snapchat and the 2016 presidential candidates are stupid and tons of other people are all about them. So there, enjoy your stupid...
Snooty people, I tell you, just snooty.
But that's it. It doesn't have to be for you. I think we live in this world where we have to comment. We have a commentary on literally everything in culture. A gorilla is shot and killed, and there's half a nation who wants the parents to be murdered now because they were terrible parents. And then there's the other half, gunslinging crazy Westerners like me, who are like, kill the dumb gorilla. It's a human being. And everybody has to get their opinion out on everything.
Yeah.
The Emoji Bible was probably not created for you if you hate emojis, but it is for someone who may not have the Word of God in front of them, and it could be a tool used to bring them to the Lord.
Yep.
What if we get invaded by some other country?
Ooh.
And then our secret language has to become emojis.
Oh, I'm screwed. I don't know anything about emojis.
Another thing, too.
I really don't.
And talking about how we constantly have to have a reaction to things. I saw this happen in my life recently because of a comic book. We talked about Captain America and the crazy turn that happened with him. And then, seriously, saw so many people just react. And it's more than just we live in a reactive society. We live in a society that reacts to the hot take of the moment, which, if you don't know, the hot take is just the quick, like, summation. Like, in the moment, this is what happened, blah, 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 that's it. And it's basically a tweet of a headline.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not the full picture.
And it's not the full picture. Not only do we react, but we react quickly without the full picture, as we're prone to do because we're human. Yep. But as a society, and especially as believers, we should learn to have wisdom to wait before we go firing off about Emoji Bible. What if we waited a few months to see how it went down? And then we had knowledge and we had like the experience of other people that we could weigh it against, you know, besides just saying, like me, I think
that's
it's stupid,
dumb.
You know, and I'm talking to myself here. I'm not pointing fingers or anything, but we really do. Our society, and it's because we live in a social media, internet driven, you know, like success, fame, money, now fast food society. We want everything, even our news, even our resolutions to problems that are not going to be solved for who knows how long, but we want them like this. Mm. We want it just like that. So what we do is, in a reactive nature, we solve them ourselves.
Yeah.
And then that's not even solving anything. What that is really, it's a psychological escape, so you don't have to deal with your problem.
Yep.
But that's crazy. We don't want to talk about that.
Speaking of problems, I just voiced my opinion through text form about the monkey. I put a monkey emoji and then a little baby emoji and then a cool sunglasses guy with a gun. So
you're
that means
a baby? Oh, dude, you got to get
no
that
way.
Order right.
I got to do it.
You got to redo what, that.
Help me. I just
monkey,
want to...
gun, sunglasses guy, baby over there with...
You got to be careful, man.
I'm trying. I just want to voice my opinion about this very serious matter.
You got to watch your order, man.
With emojis. Then do I put the skull head?
Yes.
So if I put the skull head next to the monkey with the gun,
that means he's dead.
And the baby with sunglasses guy means he's alive because sunglasses guy shot the monkey.
Yep.
Gosh. All right, I'll get it.
Text the show, 585-LIVE. Mochi Bibles. Yeah, maybe it's dumb. Maybe you're just old.
Or maybe you're intelligent and it's not for you.
There you go. Tao's going to wrap up his headlines.
What?
Hang out with us, Starman.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
I have never received such bad publicity for doing such a good job.
Donald Trump detailing how much he raised for veterans the night he skipped a presidential debate.
California Governor Jerry Brown has endorsed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton ahead of that state's primary election on June 7th.
As floodwaters rise, evacuations continue in Texas.
Court hearing in Arizona involving Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Federal judge in the case found the sheriff to be in contempt of court for violating court orders in a racial profiling case.
Consumer confidence fell this month to the lowest point since last November.
North Korea's latest attempt to test fire a missile reportedly has failed. South Korea's defense ministry says the mid-range missile exploded on the launch pad.
Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi is facing a battle with the tax authorities in Spain. Messi and his father have been charged with tax fraud and could be sent to prison if they're convicted of failing to pay $4.5 million in taxes over a 3-year period.
Cray cray, yeah. That's crazy, girl.
I am crazy too. I break the crazy rules. I've got some friends and enemies too. I am crazy foo. Hello.
Come on.
I know it.
You don't know it. I don't think our map is working. Heading over to KOB Channel 4 right now. We'll see what their map shows.
Yeah.
And it's taking forever to download.
938.
High today of 76 degrees.
You know what?
I do know that.
It's not showing any accidents either.
Wow. Really?
You guys are doing a great job.
Apparently.
There hasn't been an accident in weeks.
What? Yes, there has.
I don't remember. Name the last accident.
It was yesterday.
No way.
Yeah, it was on, I can't remember where it was, but it did happen. Wasn't there one on Paseo yesterday?
No
or was
way.
That Friday? I don't know.
That was last week.
Does anyone know?
Can anyone know? We got an email addressed to me. Teo, as a member of the Starmie and speaking on behalf of the Starmie, I just want the Starmie to be the first group to say this and acknowledge this.
No.
Merry Christmas.
Oh,
amen.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey. Everyone.
Right around the corner.
We were the first ones to play
Christmas music.
Let's
play another Christmas track.
Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, it's just about time.
Here you go. Here's your apple cider.
Thank you.
I brought your snow boots too. They're over in the corner. Oh my gosh, it's warm in here.
So good, just so
good. Great.
You know what's amazing is earlier on the live line, somebody said, "Wait, is this a rerun? Because I don't see any snow."
You know what? Let's take a look at weather real quick.
I thought it was an old one.
It's so cold outside.
Let's take a look at the forecast.
It's really not. It's 76 degrees
today.
We got snow coming in.
No, we really don't actually. It's,
oh,
right now, it's 62 degrees. It's cloudy, but.
It's coming down
out
there. You can't even see the skate park.
I'll tell you what. It says over in the mountains, impassable.
Impassable.
Just, it's over. You can't even go anywhere.
Slippery roads out there.
Be real careful, guys. Icy bridges and roads.
Taking my family out this afternoon to do a little Christmas shopping, so I'd appreciate it if you guys, you know, went slow.
Just be careful.
Don't hit those brakes on the ice.
Remember the reason for the season.
The hope of Janice and Jan.
Love it.
We were the first ones on it this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tail definitely has some headlines to throw on us.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is stud breeding.
If you ever hit another car, be a decent human being, exchange information with
the other
person.
Oh my gosh, dude, somebody hit our beautiful minivan.
The new minivan got hit? Got sideswiped?
Sideswiped. I had to pop out the rear fender.
No.
Like it's awful. Shout out Paradise Hills Little League parking lot.
Man.
Thanks, guys. We've only been taking our kids there for years.
The reason I say to do the right thing, like if you hit a car, you should leave your information. Just write a little note, put it on their windshield, underneath the windshield wiper, because it could lead to something pretty cool, like this. Back in 2012, a 74-year-old guy in Washington, D.C. named Doug Foster went to buy a hot dog from a food truck. Accidentally bumped into another guy's car. So they exchanged information and went on their way. But later that day, the other guy was telling a female friend about it, and it turns out Doug used to date her sister. Her name is Iris Horde, and she's 58 now. Now, Iris and Doug dated back in the 70s. Been broken up for about 33 years, but Iris got back in touch with them and they started dating again.
There you go.
Guess what?
What?
They just got married.
No way!
That's right. They did an interview with the Washington Post, and Doug said he asked her to marry him because he wasted 33 years without her and didn't want to waste any more time.
I don't want to waste!
All because he left his information after he hit a food truck.
Talk about leaving your mark, am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Got to do the right thing. You do the right thing, hey, it could lead to nothing. It could lead to something.
So all you guys out there that are already married, just don't leave a note. It's cool. I.e. my minivan. I was so bummed, dude. I didn't get married.
But the dent count, it came out okay?
Well, I mean, I popped it back out. But the paint is just, like, it's scraped all the way up to
sides.
You
have to get that buffed out. It costs you a few $100.
Dex, cool. Steve-O, add this person on PS4.
Oh.
PJ_Kid.
We don't have a PS4.
We don't have a PS4.
They don't have one.
We have an Xbox One, bro.
Sorry, man.
There was a huge six-car accident on Coors yesterday morning.
Was that on our map?
Starmie says, I think Ron Ketty is doing traffic now.
Oh, man.
Agreed.
See?
Agreed.
We don't want to give the people wrong information. When we do traffic, when we do weather, we need to be on point.
I am so upset.
We are journalists. We have...
I mean...
We have degrees. We have years of schooling and training and work experience.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
We have 6 degrees of separation to Ronchetti. That's all we have. Thanks, Brittany Flowers.
Waiting for that bobblehead.
I can't, like, it's hard.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, it's true.
Back to my news. Gosh, the best part of the day. I know you people have been waiting on it. It's back. The key to losing weight. This is the biggest news.
Talk to me.
That could ever be reported, and I am the one to report it. I hold this lofty honor, and I consider the weight of it. Any diet that encourages me to eat more waffles sounds good in my book. That's right.
What?
The key to losing weight is eating 2 breakfasts.
Yeah! All
right.
Breakfasts.
All right.
I'm down with that.
Does it matter what we eat?
A new study out of Yale found that a key to losing weight could be eating 2 breakfasts is every day. A small one early, and then a bigger one a little later.
Do I have to eat a small one right when I get up? Is that what I have to do?
Let's ask an expert, maybe even someone who has eaten 2 breakfasts for years. Yes.
Right when I wake up.
Right. Now, I think you're supposed to wait at least an hour.
Oh, before
after you
eat?
Wake up. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, different people, different things. They say having 2 breakfasts kickstarts your metabolism It stops you from binging on food later in the day.
It's true.
It stops you from eating snacks in the morning, and it actually helps you lose weight in the long run.
Have you guys noticed what I do? I split my burrito in half when I get it at 7 a.m. I'll eat the first half, and then I'll save it for later, like a second breakfast.
Save it for later.
And guess what, guys? When I drive home, I ain't stopping at no fast food. Yeah, I go straight home. The weight just melting off my
just
body.
That's why you're so sweaty. It's all that weight.
Sweater,
just sweating.
It's just so loose on me.
Sweating. Just,
look at that.
Yeah.
I've lost that much weight, guys. I used to be that fat.
I feel like that's just an oversized hoodie.
I used to be this big.
You're stretching it out as far
incredible.
As it'll go.
Yeah, no, it's good. Congratulations.
You guys are missing out on the weight.
Just melting off my body.
All right, we just changed our meeting to 10:30 a.m., guys. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
A new study found opposites don't usually attract. They don't actually attract. Most of us gravitate towards someone who matches us in four ways.
Lies!
Number one, education.
No.
If you're stupid, you're going to find someone else is stupid because you don't want somebody that's smarter than you because then your pride will be attacked. Height.
Yeah.
Steve-O?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
He's watching that dadgum gorilla video.
I've been gone for days, and there's just developments happening today, and it's frustrating.
Hey, man, give it a couple weeks.
Okay.
We're talking about gravitating towards someone who matches you in four ways, Steve-O.
That's not true at all, because almost everybody that I know that's married, complete opposites of each other.
Pause.
Number one,
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Education. Now, think of your wives.
So smart.
Think of how dumb you are.
I am
the way
dumb.
That's opposite.
Exactly.
Wait, I thought you said there were...
From... Number two, height. Yeah. Oh. Similar height.
Ah, Chrissy and I are like the same height, yeah.
Pause.
She's shorter than me.
Think about it. Are you really similar or are you opposites?
We're opposites.
No, Chrissy and I are like the same height.
I'm not the same height as Leslie.
Yeah, she's like 3 inches taller.
Who? Chrissy?
He's getting it mixed up. Okay.
So confused.
Number three, body mass.
Lies!
Body mass, huh?
Yeah, you and Leslie are almost the same weight.
Yeah. No, we're not at all. Well, I mean, I've lost
me.
A lot of weight.
It's your body mass index. So you would have to like figure out what your fat percentage
About is. About 32%.
And depression.
Yeah. Not even
nope.
close.
Yeah, wow, this is the worst.
No, this study's
this
right.
This study's wrong.
This study is right.
Move on.
No, it's just giving
terrible.
You the opposite results of the truth. Father of Golden State Warriors star Klay Thompson was so nervous about Monday night's winner-go-home playoff game that he, instead of watching the game, watched Monday Night Raw.
Yeah!
And here's the thing.
That's good, because John Cena was on.
There are no losers with Monday
Listen,
Night Raw.
No, that's not true. John Cena made his triumphant return. It was Memorial Day, and he was like giving his America shout-out. And then AJ Styles and the Crew Club clan. I don't know what they're called.
No,
they're like
no.
Yeah, but he missed out on his son, you know, reining in 6 3-pointers.
Whatever.
Had a great game.
I hated that game. I was going for the Thunder. All
I know, man. I was going for the Warriors.
We watched
so
game
pumped.
6 in the hotel, and it was like, dang it. Yep. And now the Thunder's not going to recover because the Warriors just came fighting back.
Curry and Clay, man.
But it's not fun to watch.
Why?
It's not fun to watch when all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's Curry from half all three. Well,
that's
let
not
me
fun
guess.
To watch.
Three.
He just lobs them up and they go in every time. That's not fun to watch.
No.
It's amazing.
It's not. It's going to come out in later years that there's a magnet in the ball when he touches it, but just when he touches it.
Warriors tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Game one of the finals.
Here's
I can't
excitement.
Believe I'm about to say this. I want LeBron to just crush him.
No.
Oh, you take it back.
That's, never. No. Go Cavs.
Take it,
go Cleveland.
No.
Go Cavs.
You're crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. Go Cleveland.
Be a repeat of last year, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of repeats,
right? No.
Disney's Mary Poppins Returns will be out in December 2018. Mary Poppins is being played by Emily Blunt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was a fan of Mary Poppins when I was younger.
Only seen it once.
Man, that Mary Poppins, that lady, she was a wily one.
I seriously have only seen it once and don't remember it.
Just when you thought
is that
nothing
when they live
else
in the mountains?
Could fit in that old bag.
And there's like a bunch of kids, right?
She would pull out like a coat rack.
What was that one movie, Wardrobes and Broomsticks?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks. You are an idiot. I'm not talking anymore.
See, they're all the same. I told you. Gosh.
That was my favorite.
Obviously.
Wardrobes and broomsticks.
Just lions, witches, and broomsticks. That was my favorite. The Lion, the Witch, and the Broomstick.
You know what my dad's, ever said. Do you know so what my dad's favorite movie was?
So good.
When he was a kid?
Chitty, what? Chitty, Bang, Bang.
Yep. Chitty, Chitty, Bang, Bang.
Uh-huh. That's a real movie, kid.
Did you guys know they're doing a Gritty reboot?
No way. Is it called Gritty, Gritty, Bang, Bang?
No, it's called something else. I can't say the name of it because it's rated R.
Oh, wow.
What's Rolling it? Stones okay. guitarist Ron Wood just became the 68-year-old father of twins.
What?
He's 68?
68.
No, guys.
His 38-year-old wife, Sally, gave birth to two baby girls on Monday night. Congratulations.
Pretty cool.
Their names, Gracie Jane, Alice Rose. These are their first kids together, but Ron has four other kids from some other previous marriages. Hmm. Ron and Sally met while she was working at a theater where he was showing some of his artwork. They were together 6 months before getting married in 2012. Rod Stewart was the best man.
All right.
Can't go wrong with that. An advice column from the Washington Post is going viral because a woman wrote in about how she threw a graduation party for her daughter and the daughter didn't even show up to the party. This is the next grandpa's barbecue or whatever that was.
Oh, you might be right.
Mm-hmm. We need to show up. We need to show up for that graduation party.
I'll book us some plane tickets after the show.
Okay,
that's not...
Someone's raising money on Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding website, for a new socialist version of Monopoly. So instead of trying to make the most money, the game ends when everyone has $300 and the government keeps the rest.
Shut up.
In the original Monopoly, you play to get the biggest pile of money in socialism. You basically play until everyone has 300 bucks and the government owns everything. Now, my 9-year-old loves Monopoly. We love to play Monopoly. He plays this and he says, Dad, this game is a killer wedgie.
John Elliott, we got it. I love it, a killer wedgie.
Yeah, I'm tired of running out of money.
Wow. Why would his kid use such foul language?
Gotta spread the wealth. We have to spread the wealth.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody gets equal pay, man.
I heard yesterday that little kid that didn't know much about presidents and wants to be president.
Hey, he was a great... You know what?
Just put him on the spot.
Okay,
Max. His name was Mateo.
His name was Mateo.
You need something from me?
Do I?
Why'd you summon me?
No, I was talking about the kid named Mateo.
Most confusing interview of my life.
It really was. I didn't know who I was talking to.
A guy in Louisiana who's blind is suing McDonald's for discrimination because they won't let him walk up and order at the drive-thru window.
Okay.
And there's no other way for him to order food after the dining area is closed. This is a travesty that is close to my heart. There's been many times that I've tried to go through the drive-thru on foot. And they tell me a different lie.
Blindfolded?
Every time.
You blindfolded? You walk through a blindfolded?
I'm not trying to offend people. I'm just saying, look, you guys want me to be healthy. You market your food as healthy. Why are you putting a weight under here that I'm not going to reach the weight so you open your stupid little window? Open the window.
Weird. Someone might run you over.
Well, I mean, no. It's a drive-through.
How
it's
fast are we coming through? It's not that fast food. It's like
people
medium
aren't
fast
attention,
food.
Man. Something can happen.
I agree. It's a safety issue. It's for his own good.
They open it. It's like Christian who calls us every morning that wants a request.
He didn't call today.
If they open it up for the blind guy, then they got to open it up for everybody.
Why did you say it like that with such like?
He was so mad at Christian yesterday. Yeah. Christian called in and Dex got so mad at him.
I wasn't here to like help poor Christian.
He was so mean.
Is that why
he didn't call in today?
He said he would.
I found another opposite study. This one says that getting married significantly reduces your chances of becoming an alcoholic.
Really?
That can't be true, right? Isn't it the opposite?
Studio at star88.fm. Attention, Mateo.
I enjoyed my job. Amber Heard's attorney says the reason she never reported Johnny Depp's abuse is because she was trying to protect his career.
This is a weird
Meanwhile, issue. Two bodyguards who allegedly witnessed their argument last Saturday night said Johnny did not hit her.
You guys been following this drama?
Yeah,
no.
This is crazy.
I've been following it.
Crazy.
It's like a soap opera, man.
Hey, don't follow it too close. She might think you're trying to hit her, too.
Okay.
Let me tell you about it, guys.
No! We don't want the drama!
Here's what happened. They got married too quick. He was pressured. Maybe she was.
He
was pressured.
They tied the knot.
Uh-huh.
Were they in love? Probably not. Rumor has it that she punched herself in the face.
That's
because you have all these people that are on Johnny Depp's side, like his ex-wife, who's known Johnny for over 15 years, has said he's never, ever hit her, showed any sign of abuse.
Yeah.
That's the latest. That's all.
That's weird.
I don't even know what's up with it.
Which, by the way, does anybody know where Tim Burton was this weekend? Because Chrissy was driving down the strip in Ruidoso, and it was like crazy horse racing weekend and baseball weekend.
He was in Ruidoso?
And Chrissy was like, dude, I think I just saw Tim Burton. He had crazy hair, and there were people taking pictures with him. And
Yeah, I just texted him. He said he was in L.A.
Was he? Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Hanging out with my boy Leo. What's up, Leo? Thanks for listening.
Well, they had the premiere this weekend.
Well, it wasn't this weekend, though. It came out this weekend. They usually have the premieres on Tuesday.
Hey, Leo, what's your budget?
Still think same thing.
Inside joke with me and Leo. You guys don't get it. It's fine. No, you're funny. Thanks, Leo. Star Wars Rogue One is reportedly in crisis.
In trouble. I read about this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but did you know that it's not at all?
Okay.
They released an official press thing the next day.
Yeah, yesterday. Of course they do.
And they are doing reshoots, but it's for a certain character to make an appearance. Much speculation on young Han Solo. And supposedly Rogue One leads up to about 10 minutes before the beginning of A New Hope.
Oh, so exciting.
Wow.
All right.
So exciting.
And that, my friends, is all my news.
We're done.
It's also all the show.
If you missed any of it, it'll be up at the podcast. You go to iTunes, Google Play, search Morning Invasion. What do we got tomorrow? Thursday? Any guests booked for Thursday there, Steve-O?
We got our boy David coming in, talking about the loves.
He's bringing you a pair of tights.
The kids.
Yes.
The loves the kids.
Okay.
This love helps kids. It's going to be awesome. A great thing we're a part of at the end of June. He'll be in tomorrow to talk about that. Love helps kids. That's all I booked for tomorrow. I did book something Friday, though.
Okay. We're also going to be one day closer to Christmas. We're going to talk about the best ways to wrap your gifts.
I love it.
No, awesome. None of that. We're not going to do anything.
Happy holidays.
Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.